The following is a presentation of 107.3 WRSW-FM in Warsaw. Known around the state as a leader in high school sports coverage and a member of Kensington Digital Media Group of Indiana.
It's time for Indiana High School Basketball on 107.3 WRSW. For a preview of tonight's matchup, here's Hall of Famer Rita Price and Baylen Height.
Welcome to Gainbridge Fieldhouse, if we get that out this morning. Anxious to have you here today because we have four great games coming up, but very anxious to see you and hear you today as you give us a little feedback back on texting, and many of you have already started that, and we're ready for the Triton-Barreve game. It's the number one game on the schedule, and it's the number one team in the hearts of all the local people. And we're so happy to have you along. We had an opportunity, Baylen did, to go over to Triton Wednesday. Got a lot of great interviews with players, coaches, and different people throughout the Triton community. So without further ado, as they say, we'll get right to that.
Yes, we will. We'll take a timeout. When we come back, we'll begin our pregame show. We'll have Coach Groves bat leadoff for us, and we'll talk with a few of the players as we picked up some interviews this week in one of their final practice sessions before today's state championship game.
There's no need to fear. The First Source Bank mobile app is here. As fast as a mobile deposit. Built to pay bills instantaneously. Powered to balance budgets. And with a simple tap, a call is placed for that personal touch. All this power is disguised as a mild-mannered app on your phone, ready to fight for your financial freedom.
Source.com. Member FDIC.
Farmers Drainage in Bourbon is a drainage tile contractor. They install subsoil drainage for local ag producers and commercial contractors. A GPS survey and design your farmland for the best drainage system based on your soil type, elevations, and your budget. Craig and his team install ag drainage pipe and dual wall mains with a wheel trencher and propelled tile plow. Serving Marshall, Kosciuszko, Fulton, Stark, and LaPorte counties. Visit Farmers Drainage behind the American Legion in Bourbon or call 574-342-0870.
Do you need to declutter your home? Does your garage or basement look like the Death Star trash compactor from Star Wars? Maybe you could actually keep your cars parked in your garage this winter. Been There Dump That Michiana is here to help you with our residential-friendly rental dumpsters that are guaranteed to be the cleanest bins and safe for all driveways. With Been There Dump That Michiana, you'll never have to worry about loose nails or trash. When the bin is full, you'll sweep away the loose mess and take the bin away, trash compactor monster and all. To clear the clutter stress-free, visit michiana.beentheredumpthatusa.com today.
Meat prices are higher than ever before, so you want to get the best beef available at a good price. Irix Farm Market in Bourbon will do just that. All beef is raised on Irix Local Farm by the cuts you want within your price range. Pork and chicken is also available, and Irix have honey, maple syrup, and at least 16 varieties of cheese. If you want halves or quarters of beef, talk to Doug. Irix Farm Market on South Main Street in Bourbon. Open Monday evenings from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. and Saturday mornings from 8 a.m. till noon. Stats show that 99% of all farms are family-owned. Make sure you protect your heritage by talking to your Pekin Insurance Agency, Jennings Insurance, in Rochester and Argus. They will help you create an estate plan for your farm that will treat all heirs equally, even those who don't farm, and have sufficient funds for income, gifts, and estate taxes. You can do all this and more with the right insurance plan from Jennings Insurance, representing Pekin Insurance. Call Jennings Insurance in Rochester or Argus today about carrying on the family legacy for years to come.
Hensley Fabricating and Equipment in Tippecanoe opened its doors in 1962. They're celebrating 60 years of faith and family. Paul and Joyce Hensley started the company doing millwright work. After years of innovation and many expansions, his son Greg started producing bulk feed bodies and equipment. In 1991, they sent out their first aluminum feed trailer. Years after Hensley's began building transport equipment, their customer base has grown around the world. Hensley Fabricating and Equipment in Tippecanoe didn't invent the feed trailer. They just made it better.
You're listening to Indiana High School Basketball with Rita Price and Baylen Height.
We open up our pregame portion with some interviews from the Triton Trojans, and we start with the guy in charge, Mr. Jason Groves. And, Coach, the stat that stood out to me, or at least the little informational thing on the overall state sheet of all four games, you're the guy with the most experience as far as a coach at the state championship level this year. Did that even really kind of pop into your head, or did you think about that? Obviously, you've made the trip a couple of times, but to be in the position where you're at now with that experience, what does that kind of mean?
I mean, it means a lot. You know, obviously it shows I've been blessed with a lot of good basketball players along the way. But and just blessed that I've had the opportunity to do that. You know, it's been a fun experience, that's for sure. If you would have told me, you know, back in 2005 when I was taking over that would happen, I'm not sure I'd believe you. But it's been a fun journey, you know, and just the kids, developing the kids along the way and just watching them grow and learn. It's been a pleasure. And same with this group. You know, I feel like this group has really grown throughout their career and especially throughout this year. And just exciting to be there for them.
With that being said, what is the biggest piece of advice or the thing that you kind of remember the most about what is important about Saturday in order to perform at the very best for your group of guys?
You know, one, you got to enjoy it at first. I mean, have fun. That's why you play basketball. It's supposed to be a fun game and go out there and enjoy yourself, play for free. But, you know, expect to win. You know, go back to the fundamentals, the things you've been taught. You know, don't get away from that. You know, sometimes on the big stage and, you know, the big atmosphere, you get away from what got you here. And we got to just obviously stay true to ourselves and both sides of the ball and play to win.
Sometimes you get kind of a practice or a sequence of games that these state championship teams will think about that, hey, the switch flipped for this group. Is there a sequence of games? Is there a game, a moment, practice that you guys can kind of go back to and remember where you felt like, hey, this is a group that can go all the way?
Yeah, I mean, I think it was right towards the end of the season. I think we had Rochester, and then I'm not sure who we had that Friday, but then we played Bremen. At Bremen, and we played really well in those games. And, you know, the group started to, we've always been good defensively, but offensively, they really started to be more efficient, playing together, just shooting the ball well. And so at that point, you know, I was like, man, we are really good right now. We're playing really well. And they continued that into the postseason. That was a great thing. You know, they continued that both defensively and offensively, and just keep getting better at the right time.
Let's talk about Bar Reve a little bit. Obviously, it's a team you guys are not going to see very much of at all. But is there a team on the schedule this year that you've been able to kind of maybe go and look at some tape and say, hey, here's some of the things that they do that we did well against this team? Or is this, I don't want to say a blank slate, but is it a lot of unknowns coming into this week to prepare for them?
I mean, that's a lot of unknowns. I mean, they remind me a little bit of Northwood, maybe a little bit smaller Northwood, just with their physicality, their athleticism, you know, the way they play. They're just methodical and defensively, they're really, really good. They keep people in front, and they're really strong. And offensively, they methodically put you away. They'll go inside. They can shoot from out, and everybody can score. They're very balanced, kind of like us. And then they do get a lead. They spread you out and, you know, put you in a bad spot. You know, kind of sounds like us, too. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I would say they kind of remind me of a mixture between Northwood and us.
Gotcha. What is kind of the message going to be to the guys when they walk out there? It's a 10 a.m., you know, early start time. You kind of got to get them up and get them out there. I guess what's the process to maybe get them going? And what's going to be that final message to them as they get out on the court for warmups?
You know, obviously get up and get an early start and get them thinking about the game. You know, do something to, hey, we got to start dialing in, thinking about the game. Get yourself ready even before we leave the hotel. And, you know, then there's going to be a little bit of a wait. When we get in there, we're going to have to go through security. You know, because they asked me what time we wanted to be there. I said, oh, no, I don't know, 9:15. They're like, well, Coach, you might want to get here a little bit earlier than that. And I'm like, all right.
So walk in the back door.
So I think you get through there and, you know, there's nowhere to shoot or do a walkthrough. You know, the locker rooms are going to be a little bit big. I told the kids you're going to have to get yourself ready in there and stretch and you know, maybe do some ball handling stuff in the locker room to get ready. And then just the message is, you know, like I said earlier, go out there and have fun, you know, work hard, you know, expect to win. This is a great opportunity for you guys. Okay. But don't have any regrets, you know, play as hard as you can, play together, have fun.
Win or lose on Saturday, what will you kind of remember most about this group?
Just, I think it's their progression, their growth, you know, throughout the year. You know, at the beginning of the year, if you'd have told me we'd have been in Indianapolis at the end of the season, I'd have thought you're crazy. And, you know, they've really come a long way, not just as basketball players, but as kids. And, you know, that's why you get into coaching. And that's, you know, what I enjoy about this group. They're good basketball players. They've played a lot of basketball. They're skilled. They can do a lot of things. But just how they came together at the end of the year will be really special.
Excellent, Coach. It's been a fun group. We appreciate everything you've given us over the course of this year. And we wish you the best of luck today.
I appreciate you guys, too.
That's Coach Jason Groves. We'll continue with some more interviews from the rest of the team of the Triton Trojans.
If you're dreaming about owning your first home but aren't sure where to begin, start with Crossroads Bank. The good people at Crossroads Bank will help you set goals, learn about financing options, and figure out how much house you can afford. Get in touch with the lender today at crossroadsbanking.com. Crossroads Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, NMLS.
Where your bank and your life meet, Crossroads Bank.
Boating season is getting closer every day. Are you ready for big family fun? Splendor Boats is here to serve you with Warsaw's only marine store with a complete service department on Winona Avenue, right across the street from the Winona Lake Public Boat Launch. See them to get your spring maintenance scheduled or shop for a new custom-built catamaran or Quest pontoons. For all of your boating needs for the coming boating season, see Splendor Boats and online at SplendorBoatsWarsaw.com. Splendor Boats, real people, real products, real quality.
Hi, this is Neil Stanglin of Flotec Plumbing Heating. The summer season will be here before you know it. Right now, get air conditioners installed as low as $79 a month. Keep things running strong with $89 tune-ups. And breathe cleaner air with $100 off iWave air purifiers. Not sure what you need? Free second opinions. No pressure, just honest answers. And no matter the season, when you repair with Flotec, your service call is free. So go with the flow. Call Flotec Plumbing Heating today or visit FlotecPNH.com.
Experience and knowledge lead to success. Metzger Property Services has been delivering successful auctions for decades. Metzger is making it easier than ever to bid online by simply going to BidMetzger.com. See dozens of current and upcoming farm, residential, personal property, farm equipment, gun, and antique auctions, both on-site and online only. Thousands of items are on sale and listed now, so why wait? Remember, it's now BidMetzger.com. That's Bid, M-E-T-Z-G-E-R.com. Metzger Property Services, expanding your horizon generation after generation.
Hi, I'm Alan Oldifer.
And I'm Mike Bergen. We love Kosciuszko County and have had the pleasure of serving our community and clients for over 20 years as Oldifer Bergen & Co.
Now we are excited to become part of the Beacon Point Advisor family. This move allows us to have more time to take care of our clients to help in all of your present and future financial needs. All of our local people are staying and are here to see you on West Market Street in downtown Warsaw. Remember, Oldifer Bergen & Company has partnered with Beacon Point Advisor.
Lemler Oil Incorporated of Bourbon, third generation family owned and operated since 1946, is your hometown neighbor offering you high quality premium diesel fuel with the most reliable service. Lemler Oil also offers Marathon, Chevron, and Shell brand lubricants, as well as all grades of gasoline. Remember to call Lemler Oil in Bourbon, your trusted neighbor for all of your fuel and lubricant needs. Call 574-342-6165. That's 574-342-6165.
Let's get back to the action. Here's Rita Price and Baylen Height with more Indiana high school basketball on 107.3 WRSW.
The player this morning is with Landon Patrick. And Landon, I just kind of told you here what we're going to talk about, but your last name, Patrick, synonymous with high school basketball here in the state of Indiana. What's it been like getting to experience this run and really just the last 4 years with your dad and your grandpa?
It's really special. I grew up obviously in a basketball family, so just in a way being compared to different and put into different narratives that other kids are not put into is kind of cool. Just trying to sort of making my own path and leaving my own mark on things. So, but it's been really special to share this moment with my dad and even my grandpa, just sharing this whole experience with him.
Your family's been really supportive. It's been great to see them at the games. This run for you guys has had a little bit of kind of magic with it, right? There's been a lot of close finishes, the Marquette Catholic game, obviously. But how would you kind of describe what this run's been like?
I'd say special is the key word. I mean, we're a very resilient team. There's been multiple times in the postseason where we could have just shut down and gone home, and I think that just shows how resilient and how good our chemistry is as a team, and just we don't want to be done yet. So I think it's just one game at a time is our whole outlook on the postseason.
Looking at Bar Reeve a little bit, what stands out to you when you look at that group?
They're really, really good defensively. They're really stout on the defensive end. They don't let you get in the lane. They don't make a lot of mistakes either. They They don't turn the ball over, and they're just a really, really good team. They like to slow things down and just try to force teams into making mistakes, and they'll get you from there.
You're a tremendous defender, obviously a great ball handler, distributor. When you see a team like that with your individual skill set, how do you turn them over? How do you take advantage of those things?
I think it's just doing what they don't expect you to do. I think we're going to try to do a couple things that they're not used to seeing from us. And on the offensive side of things, I think we'll get a lot of open shots, but it's just being strong with the ball and just skipping passes and hopefully knocking down some shots.
It feels like you guys have been really good this year, just attacking, going right at it. Why is that? Is there something? Is it a pregame conversation, or is it just the mentality of this group?
I think it's a little bit of both. Groves tells us before every game to play aggressively and play smart, attack, and play with confidence. So I think that just gets it in our heads that we know what we can do. We're all capable. So I think it's just getting downhill and knowing and trusting our teammates to knock down shots when they have to.
Bourbon community's obviously been a big supporter of this run. What kind of stands out about that?
It's awesome. The way this community has our back is like no other. Even through the highs and lows, this community has our back no matter what. So I think it's just knowing that we'll always have our community supporting us is just special. So I think that just gave us a little boost on this postseason run.
Awesome, Landon. Well, we appreciate your time. We wish you the best of luck on Saturday and can't wait.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Our next interview, we're talking with Jaden Overmeyer. And Jaden, I love your skill set on this team. You're a guy that has to play, feel like 7 or 8 inches taller most of the time, but you're just as quick as those guards out there. How have you been able to kind of compete with some of those bigger players this year and make sure you're that rock solid foundation underneath the basket?
I'd say a lot of it's just using my speed, really. I mean, if I get under there, a quick reverse layup or shot fake, go up, just try to draw the foul for the free throw line, but a lot of it's just my speed, I'd say.
How much of that reversal and that finesse around the basket did you work on the last year?
I mean, a lot, considering I'm not really going to be able to go up with 6'8", 6'9". But as you can see in Tri-County, they predicted that, and so I just had to go straight up and draw the foul and get to the free throw line.
You feel like teams still underestimate your ability, though, around the basket?
Oh, yeah. I hear it during the games and talking, and that's all they talk about is our size. I hear the fans, but we just got to ignore that stuff and just play our game.
You've been able to give it right back to them, really, when you look at it, as you sit here as one of the final two teams. When you look at Bar Reef, what are you going to have to do, your skill set, to make sure that your team's as successful as possible?
I'm going to have to worry about my man and, I mean, his what he's able to do. He's really good at rebounding and scoring. He's really long, so I'll just have to worry about getting him out of the paint, not really letting him score and finish. I mean, I'll have to play quick and just set a lot of screens and play as a team.
What's been your favorite part about this run?
Definitely the memories with the team. I mean, all the practices and stuff we do outside of school. It's been really fun with the friends. And
what about the blonde hair? How do you feel about that? Is that going to stick around?
I'm not sure what they're doing, but I really want to get rid of it. After state, I was never really a fan, but I mean, it's brotherhood. We had to do it as a team, so.
Yeah. Well, to be fair, you're pulling it off pretty well. You're pulling it off. Mom, dad, family, so who's going to be there watching you, and who would you kind of just like to thank as this process gets to its end?
I'd like to thank my coaches and the role between switching from a guard or forward, my family, my friends, and the community. I mean, the community's been there throughout since day one, and I'd like to appreciate all of them.
Awesome, Jaden. Well, we wish you the best of luck, and we can't wait to watch you play on Saturday.
Thank you.
Whether it's the big game or your big project, you need speed and reliability. Marshall County Fiber has you covered. With MCF, you get blazing fast fiber internet to power every play. From live streaming the big game to keeping your smart home in sync, we're all about connecting you to what matters. Make the switch to Marshall County Fiber and experience the speed you've been missing. Visit marshallfiber.com or call us today.
When you buy from Greg and Jeff Huffman at Huffman Outdoor Power Equipment in Etna Green, you can be sure of service after the sale. And services like pickup and delivery. You don't get that from a big box store. Huffman Outdoor Power Equipment offers the brands you want. Toro, Dixon, Echo, and many more. Parts for everything they sell are available too. Greg and Jeff are happy to take your trade in, and they always have a good selection of used equipment priced right. So for the equipment you want plus parts and service after the sale, it's Huffman Outdoor Power Equipment. Old Road 30 in Etna Green. Family owned since 1970.
For the best pizza around and the best price plus delivery, it's Bourbon Street Pizza.
There's a Bourbon Street Pizza near you. Bourbon, Plymouth, Culver, Argus, Mentone, Napanee, and more. Deliveries available at all locations. You can choose from a wide variety of toppings. And Bourbon Street Pizza has pasta and wings. Add some breadsticks and cinnamon sticks, and you're all set. Bourbon Street Pizza. You can stop in for lunch or call for delivery. Check the website for hours and menu. From the oven to your door, Bourbon Street Pizza.
In the Triton area, people have always known they can count on the Deaton Clemens Funeral Home, and Terry would be happy to help them with pre-arrangements. It's a special gift you can give your family. Pre-need funeral planning and monument sales are services proudly offered by the Deaton Clemens Funeral Home in Bourbon. The Deaton Clemens family of Bourbon are proud to bring you Triton Sports on WRSW. The tradition started with George and Jean Deaton years ago, continues today.
Peace of mind is priceless for any business owner. Monastery Bookkeeping brings order to your books so you can focus on what matters most. From transaction reconciliation and payroll invoicing to monthly statements, our virtual team handles the details. You'll never wonder if something's been missed. Partner with Monastery Bookkeeping and experience the calm that comes when your finances are truly in good hands. No guesswork, no surprises, so you can focus on growing your business. Monastery Bookkeeping proudly calls Bourbon home. Go Triton. Bring home the championship.
Has your car been acting up or making strange noises? Look no further than Swanson Service Center, just outside Atwood on Highway 30. Swanson Service Center is your one-stop shop for all your automotive repair needs. From routine maintenance to major repairs, their team works fast to get your ride back on the road. Don't wait for a small problem to turn into a big one. Call today or stop by Swanson Service Center on Highway 30, just outside Atwood. Swanson Service Center, keeping you moving. And go Triton!
You're listening to Indiana High School Basketball with Rita Price and Baylen Height.
We're now with Isaac Quintana, and you're that first guy off that bench with Jamison. How have you kind of been able to handle that pressure of being one of the two guys that are kind of a cornerstone off this bench for Triton?
I mean, it's been that way all year, so it wasn't like, it's not been not normal for me. So coming off the bench first, I think it's better than starting, because it's just not quite better that way.
And you got a pretty big role in that semi-state run. There was kind of that turning point. You were out there on that floor. I think you had a free throw in that mix as well. Have you been able to kind of handle those pressure moments when you're, I don't want to say you're not fresh, but when you're kind of sitting on the bench and it's like, hey, it's go time?
I mean, I don't have that many minutes on the floor, but when it's my time to do something, I have that. I make it happen like I did, and I don't usually just take it to the basket like that, but when I turned that corner and I was wide open, I was just like, oh, I'll just take this layup, and hopefully it goes in, and I got fouled and made that free throw.
What's it been like playing with this group of guys?
I mean, it's amazing. I mean, most of us have been together since 5th, 6th, 7th grade, and bringing Adam Landon has definitely helped, and he's been a great fit, so it's amazing playing with these guys.
A lot of football players out there on the floor, too. Has that kind of translated into your guys' game out here a little bit, just with some skills from there?
I would definitely say, because it definitely brings up the chemistry that we have together. I mean, football is a tough sport, so you kind of have to be tough together to get through it.
Looking at Bar Reef, what stands out about that group?
I mean, they're young, but they're good. They're physical. They are smart with the ball. They know how to defend and all that stuff.
You have some tricks up your sleeve maybe for some of that youth as one of the seniors in this group?
I mean, I don't know if I have any tricks, but I don't know. I mean, we just got to go in there with a head that we're more experienced than them, but definitely have that advantage over them.
You have some family and friends in the stands. Anybody you want to thank or give a shout out to?
Oh, definitely my whole family. I mean, majority of them is coming down to this. Basketball is a pretty big part in our life. You know, it's always been. Like, my uncle was in the state championship in OAE and all that stuff. So, yeah.
Has he had any advice for you?
I haven't talked to him yet, but I'm sure he'll send me a message or talk to me soon.
Fantastic. Well, Isaac, we appreciate your time. We wish you the best of luck on Saturday.
All righty. Thank you, guys.
We're now with Julian Swanson. And, Julian, what's it like having your brother out there?
It's interesting. Obviously, it's nice having my brother out there, somebody I'm familiar with, even on a deeper level than my teammates who I've known all my life. I've known him even longer, so it's really cool to have that. But I'm sure it's rough on him sometimes. I'm harder on him than a lot of the other guys. I expect more out of him. And you know, obviously I'm going to expect more out of him than I would other people.
Yeah.
But I think it's also good for him to have that, because I can see the potential in him, and obviously I want him to be better than me. So, yeah, I mean, but overall it's nice to have my brother on the team.
I think between you two, you're some of the best shot creators out there on the floor, especially for you. I think, I don't want to speak for you, but it feels like the last couple of years your three-point shot's always been there. But you really developed the ability to go and create, go get your own shot, especially from mid-range. What's that process been like, and what have you worked on to get to that point?
You know, that's that shot creating ability is something that, honestly, I've always had that, but I haven't really displayed that in high school basketball, like summer ball, AAU, that kind of thing. Like, I've always had that, and like, honestly, even I have used that a lot more than I have as of late, but like, I've just really, I'd say, got the confidence to start using that stuff. And, but it's been nice to finally be able to display that and show that to everybody.
I think there'll be some opportunities against Bar Reeve to kind of go out and get a shot.
Yeah, definitely. There's always the opportunity to go create your own shot. And I just try to do that whenever I can in the offense, whenever the opportunity presents itself.
Defense has been a big thing for this group. You know, somebody who is kind of a primary scorer, you've been able to get back and play really good defense. What about this group makes it so tough defensively?
Yeah, we're all tenacious on defense. We all take pride in our defense and our team defense individually as well. And when you have five guys that are committed to defense, and it makes it tough on the other team. We have a good, great defensive coach. And like last year, we were number one defensive team in the state. This year, we're number five. So like we've always been good at defense. And yeah, I guess it's just an expectation.
Family, friends going to be at the stands or in the stands on Saturday. Who's out there you want to maybe thank or shout out before the game?
Yeah, my parents, obviously. They've helped me through here. They've helped me get here. My grandparents, it means a lot to see them. Yeah, I guess that's just the main people I'd like to thank.
Awesome, Julian. Well, we wish you the best of luck on Saturday, and I can't wait for you.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
The Standard next to the fire station in Bourbon is an ice cream shop with great antiques. The Standard has 14 booths of quality antiques. Shop and sit down for some hand-dipped Hershey's ice cream by the cone or the cup. Banana splits, shakes, root beer floats. Chef's own combinations are really great. Enjoy homemade baked goods and lunch specials prepared fresh every day in the Standard's kitchen. Spring and summer hours are from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. starting April 1st. Visit the Standard next to the fire station in Bourbon, where quality is the Standard.
Warsaw Engineering and Fabricating is dedicated to maintaining the best group of skilled trades employees in the area. Refab has multiple in-house weld training programs that can be designed to fit your needs. They offer a large variety of training and proper industrial equipment maintenance techniques. Refab has a large workforce to handle big jobs and many customer emergencies. Give Warsaw Engineering and Fabricating a call, 574-269-1804, for a free quote or if you need immediate service. Go to the website, warsaweng.com.
There's no need to fear. The First Source Bank mobile app is here. As fast as a mobile deposit. Built to pay bills instantaneously. Powered to balance budgets. And with a simple tap, a call is placed for that personal touch. All this power is disguised as a mild-mannered app on your phone, ready to fight for your financial freedom.
Source.com. Member FDIC.
Farmers Drainage in Bourbon is a drainage tile contractor. They install subsoil drainage for local ag producers and commercial contractors. A GPS survey and design your farmland for the best drainage system based on your soil type, elevations, and your budget. Craig and his team install ag drainage pipe and dual wall mains with a wheel trencher and propelled tile plow, serving Marshall, Kosciuszko, Fulton, Stark, and LaPorte counties. Visit Farmers Drainage behind the American Legion in Bourbon or call 574-342-0870.
Do you need to declutter your home? Does your garage or basement look like the Death Star trash compactor from Star Wars?
Maybe you could actually keep your cars parked in your garage this winter. Been There, Dump That Michiana is here to help you with our residential-friendly rental dumpsters that are guaranteed to be the cleanest bins and safe for all driveways. With Been There, Dump That Michiana, you'll never have to worry about loose nails or trash. When the bin is full, you'll sweep away the loose mess and take the bin away, trash compactor, monster, and all. To clear the clutter stress-free, visit michiana.beentheredumpthatusa.com today.
Meat prices are higher than ever before, so you want to get the best beef available at a good price. IREX Farm Market in Bourbon will do just that. All beef is raised on IREX Local Farm by the cuts you want within your price range. Pork and chicken is also available, and IREX have honey, maple syrup, and at least 16 varieties of cheese. If you want halves or quarters of beef, talk to Doug. IREX Farm Market on South Main Street in Bourbon. Open Monday evenings from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. and Saturday mornings from 8 a.m. till noon. Stats show that 99% of all farms are family-owned. Make sure you protect your heritage by talking to your Pekin Insurance Agency, Jennings Insurance, in Rochester and Argus. They will help you create an estate plan for your farm that will treat all heirs equally, even those who don't farm, and have sufficient funds for income, gifts, and estate taxes. You can do all this and more with the right insurance plan from Jennings Insurance, representing Pekin Insurance. Call Jennings Insurance in Rochester or Argus today about carrying on the family legacy for years to come.
Miss any of tonight's action? You can listen to all game replays by visiting 1073WRSW.com. Now back to the court with Rita Price and Baylen Height.
We're now with Brady Wood, and Brady is one of the underclassmen on this group. You're a guy who was part of the run last year. What did the experience of last year's run do for this year for you?
It really prepared me, I feel like, more mentally than it did physically. I know I was a smaller kid back then, but mentally it really prepped me for, like, the crowd situations and just the feelings and the nerves. But I feel like this year is going to do the same for next year, too.
Yeah, you got a long way to go. You've been a part of a really great group. These seniors have been able to kind of guide you along this year and last year. What's it been like playing with such an experienced group of guys?
It's been great. They've took me in, and I might have thought, like, maybe I might have some problems with them, you know, if they don't accept me. I was worried about it at the beginning of the year, but no, they've done a great job of making me feel welcomed and just a part of the group, so I appreciate them for that.
Yeah, didn't get a chance to play too much in middle school with these guys. You came in last year. Was there a moment where you feel like, hey, okay, I'm a part of the guys now? Like, I feel accepted.
That definitely kicked in about midway this year, for sure. So, yeah, I definitely feel a part of it now.
Awesome. You're a three-point shooter. You can drive. You can score really at every level. Foul trouble's been a little bit of an issue for you. I don't want to say no fault of your own, but obviously that's in your mind. You know, what have you talked about with the coaches over the last week to just make sure you're ready to go and you can, I guess, stay away from the whistle the best you can on Saturday?
They just told me to be smart, you know, make sure if I am going to get a foul, make sure it's worth it, you know, don't have a lazy foul, but just being smart and keeping my head in it, and just even if I do get foul trouble, just stay in the game and don't let it affect me.
You got some family that have played in some big moments, right? Is that right? Your mom, maybe?
Sure. My mom has put in 2 state championships. He's played college basketball, and my dad was a big-time wrestler, so it runs in the blood for sure.
So with this postseason success in the blood, you know, have they been able to kind of give you some advice or mention a few things to get you ready for Saturday?
My mom definitely has. She just told me, you know, it's just another game, but you'll remember this for the rest of your life, and it's going to be a great moment, so just leave everything out on the court and don't have any regrets.
Looking at Bar Reeve, where do you feel like your skill set as a shooter is going to be able to kind of come through and help this team?
They run a lot of 1-3-1 in zone, so I feel like we're going to have some open threes for sure. So, it comes down to having good possessions and knocking down shots for sure. So I think we're going to get a lot of open looks. Just got to hit them.
And then talking about your family a little bit, anybody going to be in the crowd or stands that you want to give a thanks to or just kind of give a shout out before we get started?
Oh, yeah, just my mom and dad. You know, they've been here since I can remember. They put a basketball in my hand when I was born. So it's been a great, great high school career already, and I appreciate everything they've done for me. They've been with me through every step for sure.
Awesome, Brady. You've been fun to watch. Can't wait for 2 more years, but we hope this one ends with a state championship. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, we're with our final member of the Triton Trojans just moments before today's state championship game. We're talking with Gage Riffle. And, Gage, you shared a story on our post-game show about your dad and kind of some photos of the last time Triton won a state championship game. What do you remember most, if you remember anything from that, and what's it been like just having your dad so involved in the school and obviously a part of this run?
Yeah, I mean, I don't remember anything from that. I mean, that was a while ago, but just having him involved has given me so much support, especially with the community too, how involved the community's been, how much support they've given us over the last couple weeks. It's really good for team morale and really edges us on to want to win a state championship.
I always say you're the fearless shooter. You're a guy that, you know, even when it's a foot two behind where you may be comfortable, you'll still be able to knock it down. When did that confidence develop for you as a shooter?
I mean, it developed early on. I mean, whole summer before my sophomore year, I was just in the gym every day getting shots up. I mean, it was developed over years. It definitely wasn't something that happened instantly, but I always thought of myself as a 50% shooter. I mean, I missed the first one, guaranteed next one's going in, and then obviously if it doesn't, I mean, obviously next one's going in because my chances get higher. Just keeping confidence is really important. Just it really helps because when you get down, I mean, it spreads like wildfire to the team, so I always try to keep a positive attitude throughout the whole thing. Mm-hmm.
And you've been able to score around the basket, too. Yeah, you get that scoop and score, if you want to call it that, go to football terms there in the Marquette Catholic game. That's a highlight, obviously. But what's this whole run been like? What are some things that really stand out to you?
I mean, it's been awesome. Just the fact that we manifested our potential from summer, understanding our a run we could make. Since last year didn't go the way we wanted, ended up losing the first round of semi-state to a good Clinton Prairie team. Just being able to understand, okay, we got this far, so why not get farther. So, I mean, we've worked as a team up until now, so we may as well win a chip.
You said manifested in the summer. Was that kind of the moment that you feel like you found out this group had the potential to go all the way?
Absolutely. I think it was the end of the last year's season. We were only losing two guys that played consistently, and the rest of us were all coming back, and we all had it in our minds, like, man, we got this far, man. We could make it to Cambridge.
So you're a shooter. Have you heard or talked to anybody about kind of the depth perception in Cambridge being a little bit of a deeper seating? You know, you're kind of shooting into a, I don't want to say a wave, but it's kind of what it looks like. Have you thought about that at all or gotten an opportunity to kind of look at the hoop to see where it's at?
Yeah, I have. I mean, just thinking about watching NBA games, just being able to kind of understand how that works. I've definitely thought about it. It'll definitely be new. We'll find out tomorrow how much it impacts, but I have a feeling we're going to be getting a lot of shots up, so it'll come naturally pretty quick.
Awesome. Well, your dad obviously very involved, mom and dad, and family out there. Just anybody you want to shout out before we get started on Saturday or who might be supporting you?
I mean, shout out to the Bourbon community, man, family, friends. Just really great to see them out, coming out to our games, even if it is a haul. Really great to see them in the crowd supporting us. It's been boosting the team morale for sure. It's been a great feeling for sure.
Awesome. Gage, we wish you the best.
Hensley Fabricating and Equipment in Tippecanoe opened its doors in 1962. They're celebrating 60 years of faith and family. Paul and Joyce Hensley started the company doing millwright work. After years of innovation and many expansions, his son Greg started producing bulk feed bodies and equipment. In 1991, they sent out their first aluminum feed trailer. Years after Hensley's began building transport equipment, their customer base has grown around the world. Hensley Fabricating and Equipment in Tippecanoe didn't invent the feed trailer. They just made it better.
You're listening to Indiana High School Basketball with Rita Price and Baylen Height.
And we welcome you back into Gainbridge Fieldhouse. You heard from a couple of the members of the Triton Trojans along with Coach Jason Groves and Rita. It's going to be a really fun matchup. I think you look at Bar Reeve, you look at Triton, and what you've heard all week long is the amount of similarities between these two teams. There's not in particular, you know, a big guy for either group. The tallest player on the floor at any time today will be up to 6'3", for Bar Reeve. That'll be Braxton Nadig. And I just don't see this being a game that is predicated on the interior. I think you're going to have to see some great shooting and great defense from both of these two teams to pull out a victory.
Well, it's kind of interesting to see the two and how well they match up. It's amazing how well they match up, really. Triton has had problems with big teams. They're not big. Triton's had a few problems with teams that have fly shooting. They can do that. But I think one of the keys to this game, particularly, will be what Landon Patrick can do with their lead scorer. I think that's probably going to be the most impressive thing. He has a 14-point average, but he exploded for 29 last week. So he can't be doing that today. If he does, Triton won't come out with the championship. So I think a lot of the burden will go on his shoulders, and I'm sure he'll accept that.
Well, I think you're looking at maybe the youth of Bar Reeve as well. They don't start a senior. There's only three that could play. Only one has played in every game this season. So it's a team that is really led by juniors and sophomores, whereas Triton is the complete opposite. That's where these two teams differ the most. Triton is a team with a lot of seniors in that group, especially in that starting five. So I think that along with Landon being a great defender, I think there's some tricks of the trade that maybe he's been able to acquire over 4 years that he is going to be able to pick up and use against, I don't want to say an inexperienced team, because anytime a team makes it to the state championship,
right,
they're not inexperienced. But can you take advantage of some of that youth, maybe rattle Barrieve a little early, and then get out to a lead and play some good defense like Triton has done all year long?
And I think strength of schedule is so important at this particular date. Nobody plays a better schedule than 1A team than Triton.
Absolutely. We'll take a timeout. We'll come right back out.
Farmers work long hours and late nights. That's because ag isn't a job. It's a way of life. Crossroads Bank offers loan solutions to help ag operations succeed for generations. Cattle, crops, equipment, real estate, and more. Find out more from the commercial ag team at crossroadsbanking.com. Crossroads Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Where your bank and your life meet, Crossroads Bank.
Boating season is getting closer every day. Are you ready for big family fun? Splendor Boats is here to serve you with Warsaw's only marine store with a complete service department on Winona Avenue, right across the street from the Winona Lake Public Boat Launch. See them to get your spring maintenance scheduled or shop for a new custom-built catamaran or Quest pontoons. For all of your boating needs for the coming boating season, see Splendor Boats and online at SplendorBoatsWarsaw.com. Splendor Boats, real people, real products, real quality.
Hi, this is Neil Stanglin of Flotec Plumbing Heating. The summer season will be here before you know it. Right now, get air conditioners installed as low as $79 a month. Keep things running strong with $89 tune-ups. And breathe cleaner air with $100 off iWave air purifiers. Not sure what you need? Free second opinions. No pressure, just honest answers. And no matter the season, when you repair with Flotec, your service call is free. So go with the flow. Call Flotec Plumbing Heating today or visit FlotecPNH.com.
As one of the leading estate sales companies in the area, Metzger Property Services has decades of communal experience between their qualified real estate agents. Metzger lists and sells all types of real estate at auction or private sale. Whether it's agricultural, residential, commercial, or developmental, there is an agent with the experience you need working for you. For sales or acquisitions, private or auction, give them a call and find out the many benefits of buying or selling real estate at auction. Metzger Property Services, expanding your horizon generation after generation.
Hi, I'm Alan Oldifer.
And I'm Mike Bergen. We love Kosciuszko County and have had the pleasure of serving our community and clients for over 20 years as Oldifer Bergen and Company.
Now we are excited to become part of the Beacon Point Advisor family. This move allows us to have more time to take care of our clients to help in all of your present and future financial needs. All of our local people are staying and are here to see you on West Market Street in downtown Warsaw. Remember, Oldifer Bergen & Company has partnered with Beacon Point Advisor.
Lemler Oil Incorporated of Bourbon, third generation family owned and operated since 1946, is your hometown neighbor offering you high quality premium diesel fuel with the most reliable service. Lemler Oil also offers Marathon, Chevron, and Shell brand lubricants, as well as all grades of gasoline. Remember to call Lemler Oil in Bourbon, your trusted neighbor for all of your fuel and lubricant needs. Call 574-342-6165. That's 574-342-6165.
Whether it's the big game or your big project, you need speed and reliability. Marshall County Fiber has you covered. With MCF, you get blazing fast fiber internet to power every play. From live streaming the big game to keeping your smart home in sync, we're all about connecting you to what matters. Make the switch to Marshall County Fiber and experience the speed you've been missing. Visit MarshallFiber.com or call us today.
When you buy from Greg and Jeff Huffman at Huffman Outdoor Power Equipment in Etna Green, you can be sure of service after the sale. And services like pickup and delivery. You don't get that from a big box store. Huffman Outdoor Power Equipment offers the brands you want. Toro, Dixon, Echo, and many more. Parts for everything they sell are available too. Greg and Jeff are happy to take your trade in, and they always have a good selection of used equipment priced right. So for the equipment you want plus parts and service after the sale, it's Huffman Outdoor Power Equipment. Old Road 30 in Etna Green. Family owned since 1970.
For the best pizza around and the best price plus delivery, it's Bourbon Street Pizza. There's a Bourbon Street Pizza near you. Bourbon, Plymouth, Culver, Argus, Mentone, Napanee, and more. Delivery is available at all locations. You can choose from a wide variety of toppings. And Bourbon Street Pizza has pasta and wings. Add some breadsticks and cinnamon sticks, and you're all set. Bourbon Street Pizza. You can stop in for lunch or call for delivery. Check the website for hours and menu.
From the oven to your door, Bourbon Street Pizza.
In the Triton area, people have always known they can count on the Deaton Clemens Funeral Home, and Terry would be happy to help them with pre-arrangements. It's a special gift you can give your family. Pre-need funeral planning and monument sales are services proudly offered by the Deaton Clemens Funeral Home in Bourbon. The Deaton Clemens family of Bourbon are proud to bring you Triton Sports on WRSW. The tradition started with George and Jean Deaton years ago, continues today.
Peace of mind is priceless for any business owner. Monastery Bookkeeping brings order to your books so you can focus on what matters most. From transaction reconciliation and payroll invoicing to monthly statements, our virtual team handles the details. You'll never wonder if something's been missed. Partner with Monastery Bookkeeping and experience the calm that comes when your finances are truly in good hands. No guesswork, no surprises, so you can focus on growing your business. Monastery Bookkeeping proudly calls Bourbon home. Go Triton, bring home the championship.
You're listening to Indiana High School Basketball with Rita Price and Baylen Height.
And we bring you back to Gainbridge Fieldhouse. Video introductions happening right now. Starting lineups will be set to follow for Triton and Far Reeve in the boys' first game, the 1A state championship here in Indianapolis.
What a big thrill for everybody to look up and see the Triton kids on the Supertron. All the Far Reeve people are behind us, so you'll be hearing them the entire game, Triton across from us. But a lot of proud people over there, and well, they should be.
A lot of basketball history at Far Reeve, just like Triton. You got to remember, 2021 and 2015 state championships for Far Reeve. They've made multiple semi-state runs. They've had a great lineage of basketball wealth and talent at Far Reeve. So it's a team that a lot of people here in Indianapolis are very familiar with, just because of the fact that they get here a lot. Although from Southern Indiana, in Montgomery, Davies County, so. Far Reeve, they mean basketball and they mean business, and Triton's going to have a really, really tall task in keeping them at bay, but they've got the ability to do so, especially on the defensive end, Rita. That's what I keep looking at, is the defense, defense, defense. Two great defensive teams, and I think Triton, with that experience, if you can let the defense get you settled into the game, I think the shooting will follow for Triton, and they'll be able to get out to a potential lead because of the great shooting that they do have.
You don't look for this to be a blowout either way. I think it's going to be 1 or 2 points. If you take a look at some of the teams that Triton beat in the postseason, some of the teams that Far Reeve beat in the postseason, most of those games were pretty close.
Yes, they were. And I just got to go back to that experience. It is kind of maybe the most incredible stat of the day. But for Coach Jason Groves, 21 seasons, he's guided his team to 5 state titles, state finals appearances, the win in 2008, obviously. But he is the most experienced coach in today's games, period. All 4 games that we're going to have, he has been here the most as a head coach, guiding his team to a state championship final. So that is really, really impressive.
And he was the one that took over for a friend of his in midseason after he was let go. And Jason was the one that said, I don't feel right about taking this from my friend. And they talked him into it. Wow, did they talk into something great for Jason and for the Triton community?
Absolutely. 21 seasons of John Glenn Garatti's. Had a couple of opportunities, sure. I'm sure some other jobs have come his way, but really you always say when you marry in the community, you traditionally stay in the community.
That's basically it. That
helped Triton as well.
He said that, you know, if he ever left, he'd have to leave his wife and kids. He didn't think that was a good idea.
Not going to do that. And why would you? He's got such great feeder system built up here through Triton. These guys were, I think Gage said on the pregame when we just talked with him, was it 6th, 7th, and 8th grade? They all went undefeated this senior class in middle school basketball, so you kind of know you've got something special there when you're just beating teams, especially at such a young age. You know the potential is there for the group. You get Landon Patrick, who moves in his freshman year. You've got Brady Wood, who didn't play middle school with these guys, but came to Triton his freshman year as well as a sophomore. So really, yeah, there's some guys that weren't there for that middle school group, but they got very familiar with each other quickly, and here they are ready to go to compete for a state championship in their senior year. Last year was the dress rehearsal, if you will. They get to semi-state, lose in the morning round. Didn't quite feel as comfortable, I think, as you would have hoped in that game. Played a really good Clinton Prairie team that actually won the state championship the following weekend in Class 1A, and then they get down here the following year from juniors to seniors.
Well, a big day for sure for all the people of the Triton community. Happy to see so many people, but not surprised. Not one little bit surprised to see the community is fully active on this. Both schools about the same enrollment. Not much different, really, in the enrollment for 1A, 260, and what is it, 264, somewhere in that area?
Yeah, yep.
So basically, they're pretty well matched across the board. It's not the largest 1A team or the smallest. It's right in the middle for both.
We said, not a ton of size. Tallest player on the floor, Braxton Knighty. His brother also plays on this Bar Reeve team. He's at 6'3". Jaden Overmeyer opposes him at 6'1" at the center circle. Don't look for size to be a big factor. I think it's going to come down to shooting as far as the offense is concerned.
So Overmeyer will step in the center position with Knighty. The tip is up and is controlled by Triton. So, Parker, you ended up getting the basketball. Kind of an interesting situation. Who do you think will get it first? It would be Landon Patrick. Patrick gets the ball. We'll hold it up in the backcourt. Now with a quick pass over top of the key. They'll go over the outside. Looking for the inside movement. Now it's going to be the first shot taken. No good. A little bit short on the shot that time by Swanson. So we'll turn it back over to Mar Reeve, and they'll have the ball. They'll bring it up over the 10-second line. It'll be picked up right away by Yoder. Yoder with the top of the key look. Brings it over to the left wing now on the baseline, deep in the left corner. High on the outside. We look for the action to begin, and it comes back out to Graber, top of the key. Yoder with the basketball. Yoder over to the right side. Take it away. Take it away by Patrick. Patrick brings it down, lays up two to start the game. Well, he started it off like that before.
Well, that was a tailor-made pass. I mean, Rita, I knew where that pass was going, as did Landon Patrick. And as soon as that ball got any sort of momentum going towards Landon on the pass attempt by Bar Reeve, I knew that was going to be picked off and sent for 2 points.
Basketball top of the key now as they look to call that two-point lead and see if they can get it back. Shot's going to be taken and won't go for Miller, and that turns it back once again to Triton. Triton will have the basketball and bring it up over the 10-second line right away with Swanson. Swanson with the ball top of the key, back over to the left wing. They'll hold it up on the outside now, taking their time, being a little bit more deliberate right now. Ball goes over the right side, and a blocking foul is going to be called. That's a good call, and Carson Yoder came in a little bit too close as he tried to get the ball to Brady Wood.
Defense will settle you into a game. The offense will follow, but it is important to get that first basket. Really break the ice, get to zero off the scoreboard, and then that settles you in this huge, huge environment.
So Riffle gets the inbound pass. He'll get it off once again to Swanson. Swanson with the basketball over to the right wing now. They'll bring it over to Patrick. Patrick takes the baseline, nothing there. So they'll bring it back over top of the key, over to the left wing. Picked up by Riffle. Riffle with the ball now. Brings it over to the left wing. A little bit double-teamed there. Back down low. It'll be picked up by Overmeyer. Overmeyer back once again top of the key. Looking for the action now on the inside. It'll be Patrick straight away. It's going to be back to Riffle. Riffle the ball. Thought about a three there for a moment, but didn't have a clear look. So he brought it back out again. Basketball comes out to Wood. Wood with the ball top of the key. They hold it up in the backcourt. Do they ever match up perfectly? The ball comes inside now over to the left wing. It's going to be picked up by Swanson. Swanson thought about creating something in the inside and couldn't quite get that done, so he'll bring it back out again. Good patience. Overmeyer gets the ball and gets the hoop. Couldn't ask for anything much better than that.
No shot clock. Just take your time.
You
no
betcha.
No need to pressure. No need to put more pressure on yourself.
Got that opening. We'll bring it back over to the left wing now and hold it up in the backcourt. Back over to the tip of the key, over to the left wing. They'll look to Yoder, back once again to the outside. Miller to Yoder. Straight away it comes this time as we set up Graber. Shots up and no good. Rebound's going to be pulled off right away, and it'll be pulled off by Patrick. So Patrick will bring it over the 10-second line, work it over to the left wing. Deep in the left corner now, top of the key. We'll hold it up on the right side. It looks to the outer perimeter. Inside, turnaround is going to be up and good by Swanson. So Triton all of a sudden has a 6-0 lead, and we've got timeout called by Reed. Triton leads at 6-0. We'll be right back after this on WRSW.
Has your car been acting up or making strange noises? Look no further than Swanson Service Center, just outside Atwood on Highway 30. Swanson Service Center is your one-stop shop for all your automotive repair needs. From routine maintenance to major repairs, their team works fast to get your ride back on the road. Don't wait for a small problem to turn into a big one. Call today or stop by Swanson Service Center on Highway 30, just outside Atwood. Swanson Service Center, keeping you moving. And go Triton!
The standard next to the fire station in Bourbon is an ice cream shop. Shop with great antiques. The Standard has 14 booths of quality antiques. Shop and sit down for some hand-dipped Hershey's ice cream by the cone or the cup. Banana splits, shakes, root beer floats. Chef's own combinations are really great. Enjoy homemade baked goods and lunch specials prepared fresh every day in the Standard's kitchen. Spring and summer hours are from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. starting April 1st. Visit the Standard next to the fire station in Bourbon, where quality is the Standard.
Miss any of tonight's action? You can listen to all game replays by visiting 1073WRSW.com. Now back to the court with Rita Price and Baylen Height.
Back to the action. We come down to the inside now. Maury called a timeout. Now they come back and score. So obviously the timeout was good and effective. Was that Carson Yoder?
It was.
Carson Yoder got three over to the right side of the bucket. A high percentage shot. Used the square and put it away. We'll work over to the left wing now to Landon Patrick. Patrick back over to the right side. Swanson with the ball. Swanson back once again top of the key. We'll reel it over to the right side to Swanson. Julian throws one up. It's a three. Boy, they're coming out blazing, and they're coming out with a lot of confidence.
That's a big start, too, because you remember that semi-state championship game just a week ago. Triton had to wait till the third quarter before they got their first three-pointer to go down.
Ball comes in at the inside down low. Good shot. Good movement that time into 90. 90 got an opening and held the ball enough to get everybody off their feet. And away he goes with that 9-4 count. It is Triton's lead, and they have the ball. Trojans now with the basketball. They'll be double-teamed at the baseline. They'll get it out of there, but they'll say, timeout call, Triton. So Triton called the timeout to avoid a turnover, but I think that the kids pretty much took care of that. We'll take another time of our own on WRSW.
Warsaw Engineering and Fabricating is dedicated to maintaining the best group of skilled trades employees in the area. Refab has multiple in-house weld training programs that can be designed to fit your needs. They offer a large variety of training and proper industrial equipment maintenance techniques. Refab has a large workforce to handle big jobs and many customer emergencies. Give Warsaw Engineering and Fabricating a call, 574-269-1804, for a free quote or if you need immediate service. Go to the website, warsaweng.com.
There's no need to fear. The First Source Bank mobile app is here. As fast as a mobile deposit. Built to pay bills instantaneously. Powered to balance budgets. And with a simple tap, a call is placed for that personal touch. All this power is disguised as a mild-mannered app on your phone, ready to fight for your financial freedom.
Source.com, member FDIC.
Farmers Drainage in Bourbon is a drainage tile contractor. They install subsoil drainage for local ag producers and commercial contractors. A GPS survey and design your farmland for the best drainage system based on your soil type, elevations, and your budget. Craig and his team install ag drainage pipe and dual wall mains with a wheel trencher and propelled tile plow. Serving Marshall, Kosciuszko, Fulton, Stark, and LaPorte counties. Visit Farmers Drainage behind the American Legion in Bourbon or call 574-342-0870.
Do you need to declutter your home? Does your garage or basement look like the Death Star trash compactor from Star Wars? Maybe you could actually keep your cars parked in your garage this winter. Been There, Dump That Michiana is here to help you with our residential-friendly rental dumpsters that are guaranteed to be the cleanest bins and safe for all driveways. With Been There, Dump That Michiana, you'll never have to worry about loose nails or trash. When the bin is full, you'll sweep away the loose mess and take the bin away, trash compactor monster and all. To clear the clutter stress-free, visit michiana.beentheredumpthatusa.com today.
You're listening to Indiana High School Basketball with Rita Price and Baylen Height.
Well, Baylen, Triton comes off blazing for sure. I knew they had a good shooting percentage, but 4 or 5 from the field for 80% in the first quarter.
Yeah, the 5 shots, I think that's the big thing for me. More possessions than Bar Reeve. Really early to look at the stats outside of just to tell you, hey, it is 9-4, Triton leading by 5.
They got off to a great start.
I'm trying to see some real discrepancies statistically outside of that. The one notice is that one turnover that turned into the first basket for Triton as Patrick stole it away.
Okay, we'll see what happens right now as Triton has the ball back after the timeout. Patrick with the basketball, brings it in the lane, takes it all the way up, blocked away, no, Overmeyer gets it back. Overmeyer gets it back twice, and this time he was fouled. First time a little bit wide, same thing with the second, but a personal foul is going to be called, so that puts Overmeyer to the line.
Yeah, I love that for Triton. If you're able to get offensive rebounds this early like that, that really sets you up well for the full game, at least confidence-wise. You're going to be able to continue to rebound the basketball how you want to.
Shots up, and it's no good for the first one. They'll have another one.
Not a great free throw shooter, Jaden is. It's about 60% of the year. Triton is a team, not a great free throw shooting team either. You look at the Trojans and what they've done this season at the charity stripe, just 61%.
Second won't go either. And the rebound comes off the right side to 90. So Barbary will have it. They bring it up over the 10-second line now and set it up on the outside. Over to the right wing, picked up in the right corner by Boyd. Boyd with the top of the key pass comes to Graber. Graber goes inside, trying to find a little bit of room. They do find a little bit of room, but the shot is weak for Boyd. Second one, though, up and good. Well, they did the same thing that Dryden tried to do to them in the last call.
Miller did a great job of just staying out in front, waiting for an opportunity. Got the rebound and put it right back up and in.
So Triton will have the basketball now in the backcourt. It'll be set up in the left wing. Back straight away to the outside to Patrick. Ball's going to be knocked around a little bit, a little physical there. And it comes back to Barreve. Barreve with the basketball. They'll dance around the inside, lay it short. It's going to be picked up this time underneath, and it'll be picked up by Wood.
Triton having a little trouble here getting across the midline. They do on this possession. Foul called, but you saw two opportunities back-to-back. The first one, Coach Groves had to call that timeout that sent us to our under-4 media timeout, and then they turned it over on the second time.
So that will turn it back again to Triton under their own bucket. On that personal foul, it's a floor foul. No problem with that. Knighting picked it up. Basketball in the backcourt now. Take straight away. Wood will have it. Wood with the ball. Brings it over to the right side. Deep in the right corner to Swanson. He thought about it. Changed his mind on the three. We'll come back out to Patrick. Patrick with the ball. Top of the key once again to Swanson. Swanson over the left wing. A pass that's not good. The ball is loose. It's going to be picked up by Barreve. They'll bring it all the way down. And no good. And a charging foul is going to be called on Barreve.
Julian Swanson baited the offensive player into that. That was a really good job by Julian there. Getting back.
Ooh,
Moniker.
Yes.
Got in deep, kept his eyes on the basket, not on the defender in front, and Julian was right there. Great positioning defensively by Julian Swanson.
You knew that was going to happen probably, but it was really distinct on the playback here. People from Barreve upset at first, and then they just kind of sat down after they saw that. Ball comes into the inside Wood, batted around. We're going to have another personal foul called on Barreve.
Well, that's the right call. Coach Howington, he kind of threw his hands up like, what was it? But if you check the replay, that's where his eyes went. Go right up at the big board. Brady lost the basketball because his left arm was held.
So that turns it over once again. That's that three personal fouls on three individual players.
It's going to put Triton the bonus for the final 2:02 of the first quarter. And Brady, a better free throw shooter, one of the better on the team. So this should be a good spot for him.
Got it. Got the first one. Have one more opportunity coming his way now. Triton Trojans leading it by 10-6. Got off to an early start and an early lead in this first quarter. Shots on the way, and the second one's good as well. So with 2 minutes left to go, it's 11-6. That's 2 minutes left to go in the first. We'll bring it up over the line now and set up Boyd. Boyd with the basketball sets it up on the outside to Barreve. Over to the left wing. Deep in the left corner they go. Trying to get that baseline free. Nothing happening there, so they'll bring it back out to the exterior. Basketball over the left wing picked up by Miller. High on the outside now as we load up Loniker. Loniker with the basketball holds it up in the outer perimeter. Looking to the outside now. Brings it over to the right wing, almost taken away. Basketball saved, though. They go to the left wing, and they'll bring it back out once again. Loniker with it. Loniker with the basketball, holds it up on the outside, looking for help. It's going to be knocked around, and that's going to be a personal foul on Brady Wood.
Brady's had some foul issues, but judging by the reaction of Coach Groves' face, he's not upset at him for that one at all because that was a good risk, and that was pretty clean as well.
Did you see that grab of the jersey?
Yeah, just trying to hold him back. They had not called that foul on Brady Wood, probably would have been an intentional foul on Barreve.
Could have been very well. Basketball over top of the key now as we go to Boyd. Boyd with the ball on the outside on the common foul. Baseline on the left wing. They'll set it up to Loniker. Loniker with the ball, top of the key. Holding it up in the deep left corner. He'll take it all the way down. It's going to be blocked. Blocked this time by Jamison Swanson. And coming down over the 10-second line, Swanson, we're going to have a fight for the ball. Everything is really loose. They didn't call for anything that time. What's the call? Out of bounds as it bobbled around. They didn't call a held ball. They didn't call anything. And it finally went out of bounds, and they call it Triton ball.
Didn't have a great look on that one, Rita, but I know the basketball really wasn't possessed cleanly by either team, and I think that's maybe why the referees held off on giving up that jump ball, but Triton will take it. Under a minute left to go in the quarter. 11-6 lead. Who knows? They may bring this clock all the way down here.
Wouldn't surprise me at all. 52 seconds left. It looks like that might be the plan. Julian Swanson with the ball over the right side to his brother, Jameson. Jameson double-team, brother. They're going to Wood. The ball's going to be stripped out of his hands and out of bounds. It turns it back to Triton with 41 seconds left in the period.
Bar Reeve traps really well. They're defensively disciplined. These five fouls in the first quarter, pretty uncharacteristic for this group, but you cannot put the basketball in those corners because they will take it away from you.
Ball on the outside. Quintana's into the lineup now. We'll bring it back out straight away, top of the key. It'll hold it up to Julian Swanson. Swanson with the ball. Swanson now will hold it up. Look for more time off the clock. We're down to 25 seconds left, and this still running. So they're going to go for the last shot of the quarter for sure. Right now, Triton leading it 11 to 6.
We're going to go at 5 seconds here.
Take it down as far as they can go. Ball goes over to the right side. Jameson Swanson, top of the key, Quintana. Quintana gets the ball to the outside. It'll come this time to Patrick. Patrick shovels it over the left wing, shot up. No good by Swanson. Rebound, fought for and out of bounds. And that will turn it back to the end of the first quarter. So after one period of time, it's Triton 11. Bar Reeve 6. We'll be back with the second period after this on WRSW.
Meat prices are higher than ever before, so you want to get the best beef available at a good price. Irix Farm Market in Bourbon will do just that. All beef is raised on Irix Local Farm by the cuts you want within your price range. Pork and chicken is also available, and Irix have honey, maple syrup, and at least 16 varieties of cheese. If you want halves or quarters of beef, talk to Doug. Irix Farm Market on South Main Street in Bourbon. Open Monday evenings from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. and Saturday mornings from 8 a.m. till noon. Stats show that 99% of all farms are family-owned. Make sure you protect your heritage by talking to your Pekin Insurance Agency, Jennings Insurance, in Rochester and Argus. They will help you create an estate plan for your farm that will treat all heirs equally, even those who don't farm, and have sufficient funds for income, gifts, and estate taxes. You can do all this and more with the right insurance plan from Jennings Insurance, representing Pekin Insurance. Call Jennings Insurance in Rochester or Argus today about carrying on the family legacy for years to come.
Hensley Fabricating and Equipment in Tippecanoe opened its doors in 1962. They're celebrating 60 years of faith and family. Paul and Joyce Hensley started the company doing millwright work. After years of innovation and many expansions, his son Greg started producing bulk feed bodies and equipment. In 1991, they sent out their first aluminum feed trailer. Years after Hensley's began building transport equipment, their customer base has grown around the world. Hensley Fabricating and Equipment in Tippecanoe didn't invent the feed trailer. They just made it better.
Miss any of tonight's action? You can listen to all game replays by visiting 1073WRSW.com. Now back to the court with Rita Price and Baylen Height.
Rita, we welcome you back. 11-6, Triton leading over Bar Reeve, and there's Joel Grindle out there getting a teaching award.
Yes.
They represent a teacher from each school in the break between the first and second quarter, and so he's teaching business now at Triton, so good for him, and nice little award, always a great honor there. Gets a high five from Coach Groves on the way out. A lot of basketball knowledge as well
for
Coach Grindle.
Exactly. He was assistant principal, and once he got his accreditation at Valley, and they loved him there. Then he went to Plymouth thinking he'd turn the boys' program around. When that finally didn't work out the way he hoped, he ended up going to Ancela College, just maybe as a volunteer coach at first, helping with that program, and is teaching at Triton. Good find, let's put it that way.
Absolutely. 11-6, Triton leads after the first quarter. I'd say Bar Reeve a little tighter in that first quarter. They turned the basketball over 4 times to Triton's 3 turnovers. Just really felt like Triton was in control. They have led the entire way, Triton has, and it started out with a 7-0 lead.
So getting the ball in bounds, this time will be Jalen Garber, Graber with the basketball, holds it up in the backcourt, it'll come out the outside to Boyd. So Boyd will bring it up over the 10-second line against Julian Swanson. Patrick with the lead on the defensive setup. Holds up the basketball this time to Loniger. He didn't get a shot off, but the shot over the right side will be taken. It won't go, and the rebound's going to be picked up right away by Julian Swanson. So Swanson will bring the ball over to the left wing, top of the key. High on the outside now. We'll hold it up over to the left corner. Looking to the outside to Wood. Brady with the ball. Brady with the basketball brings it over to the left corner. It'll be picked up by Julian Swanson. Swanson holds it up. Double team situation. They'll go over to the right side, deep in the right corner. Picking it up now inside. Jameson Swanson will bring it over the right wing. It will be Patrick. He'll try to float one up, and he got it blocked. He'll try it again, and this time he got it.
Relentless pursuit from Landon Patrick catches Barrie sleeping right there. They had that block. There were already guys in the wings for Barrie trying to get down the floor to maybe cherry pick an easy lay-in as the basketball was rolling with momentum to the north side of the gym, which would have been the Barrie basket, but Patrick knew exactly where that basketball was coming back to him.
13-6. Talk about in the jeans, huh?
Yeah.
Ball comes over to the right side. It'll be picked up right away by Boyd. Boyd to the basketball. Brings it back out once again to the outside. They'll load it up in the right wing, now to Boyd. Boyd brings it over to the right corner. It'll be picked up by Loniker. Loniker with the basketball over to the left wing now. Goes to Miller inside. Trying to find something open there. The inside is crunched up pretty well. Miller will try it. Took the Euro step and got it.
It's a tough shot from Josh Miller. Really impressive make for the sophomore.
13-8 the count. Basketball over the 10-second line quickly. It'll be Patrick. Patrick with the ball. Holds it up in the backcourt. Over to the left wing. Deep in the left corner. Back out straight away. Picked up the dribble. We'll go over to Jameson Swanson. Swanson gets it off to Swanson. Julian now with the ball. He thought about duking up a three, but changed his mind on that one. We'll bring it back over to the left wing. It'll be picked up by Patrick. They're going to make the move to the bucket. Nobody open there, so he'll hold it up again. So Triton showing a lot of patience right now, trying to make sure they get the good shot off. It's going to be up and almost carried, really, before that call, but knocked out of both Brady Wood's hands, so that turns it back to Barrie. Barrie with the ball over to the left wing. The shot's going to be up for three. Book that one. No doubt about it. That was Jalen Graber.
Back to a one-possession lead. Just 2 points for Triton.
13-11 now. It's going to be interior. Back out once again to the outside. Top of the key. Julian Swanson with the ball. Over to the left corner. They'll look for something to go if they can find a three open. So far, they've not really looked at that here in the second quarter. Now it goes to Jameson Swanson. He'll bring it in, float it in the lane. He got it off the square. Good job by Jameson Swanson.
Yeah, Barrie really, they will commit defenders after a shot fake. They've done it a couple of possessions now. And that time as Swanson drove, two Barrie Vikings came after him trying to keep the basketball away from the basket. It left Julian Swanson open in the wing. So if Triton identifies that, they've got a good shot attempt with Julian. Or with Jameson and with Julian there in that situation.
Turn around, up and no good. A good opportunity that time for Miller. Couldn't get it. The second shot is up and good. The follow-up. Who got that one, Baylor?
That was Miller again. He's the lifeline right now for Barrie. And they have not had any consistent offense. He's been there to clean up the mess.
Basically, when it comes right down to it, he's had all shots that were high percentage as well. Ball over to the left wing. It's going to be Julian Swanson's turn this time. It's short on the shot. Brady Wood on the rebound. They'll kick it back out again. It'll be picked up by Swanson. Swanson now with the basketball, takes the baseline, knocked out of his hands. We'll pick it up. They'll say it went out of bounds. And that's that situation of being at Cambridge, a little bit different on those out-of-bounds lines. Just stranger than heck when you're down there.
It's a lot deeper than you think it is.
Yes. So we'll turn it back to Barrie with 4:23 left to go in the first half. We have a 15-13 count, Triton by two.
Miller right now for Barrie, the most impressive player on the floor. He just forced that turnover, and he's got 6 points.
We'll bring it over the 10-second line quickly. Back to the inside. Turning it around, we're going to have an offensive foul. Turned it around too aggressively. Knighty got called for the offensive foul.
Really, Gage Ripple didn't have to do much. He was already in position.
Yeah.
I don't think he really anticipated. Who was that, 22? Was that Yoder that got the foul?
Yep.
To kind of come down on top of him and shoulder him down.
Really didn't take too long to get it done either. Mm-mm. Basketball back out once again to Swanson over to the right wing. Picking it up deep in the right corner. Looking for help. Oh, misdirection, but I think it was tipped last by Barrie. No, they'll give it back to Barrie. Did they tip it or not?
It was off the ripple, yeah.
Yeah.
Gage is trying to maybe play a little coy there. try to bait the referee to give it back to Triton. He made the right move, but it was last touch off him. He didn't have too much to say after they switched the call.
We got a little break time again. This is the mid-quarter break. We'll be back after this on WRSW.
Farmers work long hours and late nights. That's because ag isn't a job. It's a way of life. Crossroads Bank offers loan solutions to help ag operations succeed for generations. Cattle, crops, equipment, real estate, and more. Find out more from the commercial ag team at crossroadsbanking.com. Crossroads Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Where your bank and your life meet, Crossroads Bank.
Boating season is getting closer every day. Are you ready for big family fun? Splendor Boats is here to serve you with Warsaw's only marine store with a complete service department on Winona Avenue, right across the street from the Winona Lake Public Boat Launch. See them to get your spring maintenance scheduled or shop for a new custom-built catamaran or Quest pontoons. For all of your boating needs for the coming boating season, see Splendor Boats and online at SplendorBoatsWarsaw.com. Splendor Boats, real people, real products, real quality.
Hi, this is Neil Stanglin of Flotec Plumbing Heating. The summer season will be here before you know it. Right now, get air conditioners installed as low as $79 a month. Keep things running strong with $89 tune-ups. And breathe cleaner air with $100 off iWave air purifiers. Not sure what you need? Free second opinions. No pressure, just honest answers. And no matter the season, when you repair with Flotec, your service call is free. So go with the flow. Call Flotec Plumbing Heating today or visit FlotecPNH.com.
Let's get back to the action. Here's Rita Price and Baylen Height with more Indiana high school basketball on 107.3 WRSW.
Baylen, we really thought the three-point arc would make a huge difference in the games, but so far, it really hasn't been that effective.
Not really. Bar Reeve has one. Triton has one. That's it. And I think when you look at this overall, we often think that maybe the three-point arc will be effective, even based on what the teams have done throughout the seasons. But when you get in the game, Bridge, it's a different animal.
Yes.
You know, these teams, they do practice here throughout the week, but practice is 1 hour session. Hard to replicate the feeling of a full Gainbridge Fieldhouse and a very deep perspective that you're shooting into compared to the traditional high school gym.
That's the problem. You get into a situation there where you're just shooting into people. The ball coming to the inside will go over the outer perimeter, we should say, by Carson Yoder. Ends up with it. Over to the left wing, it'll be picked up by Graber. Graber, the basketball, brings it up top of the key. Looking for help now, looking for the right side. It'll be picked up on the right wing by Knighty. Back out straight away. A little bit of a personal foul. That was kind of a bump that time. Not too aggressive, but enough to cause a foul. And that's going to be called on Riffle.
It's his first. Triton giving Bar Reeve a lot of space around the perimeter, too, for the most part. There's a couple guys they're keying in on, but defensively watching Triton work, they're not attacking the perimeter as much, more worried about the interior.
We're down to a two-point lead as we had before, 15-13, Triton. Down low they go. Another personal foul is going to be called on Triton. This one's going to be called on Patrick. Patrick gets that one. Again, a little bump of the body. And that kind of evens out a little better. You know, when you come right down to the nitty-gritty, five of a call on Bar Reeve and only two on Triton at this point.
Yeah, a lot more fouls on Bar Reeve. They've been the aggressor on the defensive end, really trying to attack and go for those takeaways, but also two offensive fouls.
Short on the first free throw is Josh Miller.
And just like three-point shooting, that free throw shooting can be affected as well by that perception as you're shooting into all those people. He is 62% in the air, so that miss not uncharacteristic either.
Second shot up, and it's good. He got that one for two. So we're looking now at a 15-14 lead by Triton. A one-point lead, and they have the ball. They'll bring it up over the line. It'll be set up by Patrick. Patrick with the basketball over to the right side. Goes out to Julian Swanson. Swanson across court. Beautiful pass to Riffle. Riffle's shot is short. Ball's going to bounce around a couple of times, and picking it up will be Yoder. Here we down the other end quickly. We'll bring it over to the left wing now. It'll be picked up by Graber. Graber, the basketball, gets it off to the outside. It'll be picked up in then by Yoder. Yoder to the left wing. We're going to bring it in. Down low. Had to let him go, I guess, because it was an uncontested Braxton Knighting. And now it is a Bar Reeve lead.
For the first time.
And Bar Reeve people behind us are very happy about that. They worked very hard to get that done. Basketball on the left wing. The ball's going to be contested, and it'll be taken away. Take it away on the inside. Quickly they go. And it's going to be picked up, and Jamerson Swanson ended up with a personal foul, and that was a well-called one.
You've got to stay out of the corners if you're Triton with the basketball. You cannot give Bar Reeve any help the way they play defense. They really want to trap you right away.
A little bit of a slip on the defensive area down when that last two was made, and then had a problem the other end. So they'll have to clean that one up. We'll bring it back over top of the key to the left wing. It'll be picked up now by Miller. Miller gets the ball off out the outside. Yoder with it. Looks over to the top of the key now. It'll be picked up by Loniger. Loniger with the basketball brings it back over straight away again as we reload the offense. Yoder gets the ball on the inside, brings it over to the right wing. It'll be picked up now on the right wing by Loniger. Loniger with the basketball brings it over to the right side. Gives, goes with it. Up, no good. Rebound, bottle it around. Basketball's going to be loose, and it's picked up by Patrick. Patrick with the ball. Over the right side, Riffles open. No, he missed it. He hesitated for a moment, missed the shot, and the rebound goes to Barrive. And now the swing is coming over the black and red.
I'm not really sure why Riff kind of hesitated there. Didn't have a defender in front of him. Had a good look.
Ball in the backcourt. It'll be picked up off the right side. Now to Neidig. Neidig with the basketball. They're looking for help. They go back straight away. Yoder goes inside. Flops it up. Got it.
Good save.
Very much so. 18-15 now. A three-point Barrive lead. Julian Swanson with it. Gets it off to Patrick. Patrick with the ball. Patrick back to Swanson. Swanson's going to take a long-range three. He felt that one is good. 18-18, we're all tied up. 1:13 left to go in the first half.
When in doubt, go to one of your leading scorers.
Of course, and he was confident on that one, you can tell, and he was way beyond the arc. Ball goes back out once again to Miller. They'll look for a little bit of help and action there. They go to 90. 90 with the basketball, holds it up in the outside. Looking for a little bit of help to the left wing. It'll be picked up on the left corner now. Picked up this time by Carson Yoder. Yoder holds it up. Brings the ball down. Almost tied up. The basketball comes out straight away again. They'll reload the offense and flop up another one. That was kind of a wheel and a prayer off the square by Jalen Graber. And it's now 20-18 Barrive.
They have hit some really difficult layups. I mean, very, very difficult shots.
But one thing they're doing, did you notice? They use the square on every one of those shots. The long lead in Overmeyer up and good. The alley-oop from Patrick to Overmeyer up and good. And now we're looking at a 20-20 tie. The deadlock is in with 14 seconds left in the half.
It's Jane's best attribute, offensive skills around the baseline.
So we'll see what they can do as they let the clock run down to 4 seconds. It's going to be a shot that's no good. Rebound comes to Triton. Landon Patrick from midcourt. Hits the top of the gauge, and that's all there is to it. Well, what a good first half. We're deadlocked at 20 apiece, Triton and Barrive. Welcome back and revamp at the halftime show. And, of course, that's coming up next on WRSW.
Experience and knowledge lead to success. Metzger Property Services has been delivering successful auctions for decades. Metzger is making it easier than ever to bid online by simply going to bidmetzger.com. See dozens of current and upcoming farm, residential, personal property, farm equipment, gun, and antique auctions, both on-site and online only. Thousands of items are on sale and listed now, so why wait? Remember, it's now bidmetzger.com. That's bidmetzger.com. Metzger Property Services, expanding your horizon generation after generation.
Hi, I'm Alan Aldifer.
And I'm Mike Bergen. We love Kosciuszko County and have had the pleasure of serving our community and clients for over 20 years.
Now we are excited to become part of the Beacon Point Advisor family. This move allows us to have more time to take care of our clients to help in all of your present and future financial needs. All of our local people are staying and are here to see you on West Market Street in downtown Warsaw. Remember, Aldifer Bergen and Company has partnered with Beacon Point Advisor.
Lemler Oil Incorporated of Bourbon, third generation family owned and operated since 1946, is your hometown neighbor offering you high quality premium diesel fuel with the most reliable service. Lemler Oil also offers Marathon, Chevron, and Shell brand lubricants, as well as all grades of gasoline. Remember to call Lemler Oil in Bourbon, your trusted neighbor for all of your fuel and lubricant needs. Call 574-342-6165. That's 574-342-6165.
Whether it's the big game or your big project, you need speed and reliability. Marshall County Fiber has you covered. With MCF, you get blazing fast fiber internet to power every play. From live streaming the big game to keeping your smart home in sync, we're all about connecting you to what matters. Make the switch to Marshall County Fiber and experience the speed you've been missing. Visit marshallfiber.com or call us today.
When you buy from Greg and Jeff Huffman at Huffman Outdoor Power Equipment in Etna Green, you can be sure of service after the sale. And services like pickup and delivery. You don't get that from a big box store. Huffman Outdoor Power Equipment offers the brands you want. Toro, Dixon, Echo, and many more. Parts for everything they sell are available too. Greg and Jeff are happy to take your trade-in, and they always have a good selection of used equipment priced right. So for the equipment you want plus parts and service after the sale, it's Huffman Outdoor Power Equipment. Old Road 30 in Etna Green. Family-owned since 1970.
For the best pizza around and the best price plus delivery, it's Bourbon Street Pizza. There's a Bourbon Street Pizza near you. Bourbon, Plymouth, Culver, Argus, Mentone, Napanee, and more. Delivery is available at all locations. You can choose from a wide variety of toppings. And Bourbon Street Pizza has pasta and wings. Add some breadsticks and center sticks, and you're all set. Bourbon Street Pizza. You can stop in for lunch or call for delivery. Check the website for hours and menu. From the oven to your door, Bourbon Street Pizza.
Let's get back to the action. Here's Rita Price and Baylen Height with more Indiana high school basketball on 107.3 WRSW.
Dropped into the Beacon Point Advisors halftime show. We're knotted up at 20, Triton and Bar Reed. Triton threw that first punch. Bar Reed answered back. And ultimately, Triton able to spin a 5-0 run to end the quarter, putting them in position in which they are tied up at the halftime break. Been a pretty good game, Rita, but like I said, I think Bar Reeve came out a little tight. Triton took advantage of that early, and then you saw some turnovers for Triton turn into some offense after some really, really high-difficulty makes for Bar Reeve around the basket. They really have impressed me with their ability to score around the basket.
And I think that's something that I didn't see a whole lot when I saw much of the film on them. They were good at three-point shooting. They were good about, 15 feet away from the basket. But coming close like that, use the advantage of the square to hit those tough shots. They've done a good job. Momentum kind of switched along toward the end of the second period, which helped them, too.
Absolutely. Let's take a look at the stats once again, presented by Beacon Point Advisors in Warsaw, formerly Alderfer, Bergen & Company. And here is how they look. 7 points for Bar Reeve from Josh Miller, 4 for Braxton Knighty. Carson Yoder had 4 as well, and Jalen Graber with 5 in the first half. That's the scoring for Bar Reeve. The shooting percentages overall, 9 of 17. That percentage is looking a lot better. 52%. They are 1 of 2 from 3 for 50% and 1 of 2 at the free throw line. For Triton, led by 8 points from Julian Swanson. He hit that big 3 there near the end of the first half to give Triton some momentum heading into the half. Patrick with 4 points. Really good game so far by Landon Patrick all around. 4 points, 3 assists, and 4 rebounds for Landon. 2 points for Brady Wood, 2 points for Jamison Swanson. Triton is now 8 of 17 shooting for 47%, and 2 of 7 from 3, 28%. So that three-point performance looking more similar to the semi-state championship numbers that we saw Saturday night at Lafayette. Jeff for Triton, just 2 of 7, but a big one there late by Julian Swanson. He's been really good from 3, really good overall shooting. 3 of 5, 2 of 4 from 3 for those 8 points. He does have 3 turnovers, though, as does Patrick. So Triton with 6 turnovers now, Bar Reeve with 5. You'd like to see that get cleaned up a little bit. Still feel like Triton doing enough, though, taking care of the basketball well enough to certainly win this game. Other individual scoring, points in the paint, 16 to 12. Bar Reeve to Triton, not a big discrepancy there. Largest lead of the game was 7 for Triton. Bar Reeve did not lead until the final 2 minutes of the first half. So you look at that and look at what they've been able to do. Rita, it's a pretty even half, I'd say, overall.
When you look at it, 9 for 17 from Bar Reeve. Is it 8 for 17 from Triton?
Yeah.
You know, you're not going to ask for much better than that. Maybe a few more turnovers than Triton really likes, but then you can understand with the pace of the game and how it was going why there could be that many. It's just an ebb and flow situation, so this could be whoever has the ball at the last.
It really could be. Even in that first quarter when it was 11-6 Triton, you knew Bar Reeve would kind of work their way back into it. I had said at one of the media timeouts, this is going to be a low-scoring game. And it also kind of felt like this could be an overtime type of game. It just has that feel to it so far. We'll see if things change in the second half. Who knows? Maybe there'll be a swing in the flow of the game overall. But I think
we're deadlocked here for at least a 5-point game either way, one way or the other, moving forward.
Interesting stat there. Points in the paint, 16 for Bar Reeve, 12 for Triton. They've been able to get in there.
Yeah, and they've almost exclusively gotten the points, 16 of 20 from inside. So that is another thing to keep in mind. For Triton, you just got to cut down those turnovers. Recognize what Bar Reeve wants to do to you defensively. Keep yourself out of trouble, and I think that will hold over some of those turnover concerns that I feel like we've had early. I mean, I've said it a couple times in this one already. Stay out of those corners. Stay out of those corners, and you're going to feel a lot better about your offensive game plan and what you're going to be able to do.
Why does the corner here seem so much more threatening than in a regular gymnasium?
It's maybe there's people sitting right on it. I mean, there are in a regular gymnasium, but you've got the courtside seating. You've got the elevated floor. I don't know. I really don't. You look at the lines, the out-of-bounds and the inbound lines, Rita. There's not a huge discrepancy or any differentiation in those lines. I mean, they're razor thin compared to what you see in some of these old-school gyms across Indiana. So maybe it's that. I don't know.
I don't know either. But it is a very dangerous place to be.
Absolutely. We've got three more games coming up, of course. Triton and Bar Reeve, game number one. But we look at the rest of the schedule for the day. We'll take a little break in between the Triton and Bar Reeve game, maybe about 15, 20 minutes to reset ourselves here. And then we'll have Westview and Park Heritage. That's got a chance to be a really good one. Westview at 27-1. We saw them in the regional game. And then Park Heritage at 26-4. Now, Rita, Park Heritage, actually a consolidation of Turkey Run and Rockville.
Right.
So Tim made the point to me the last time that Triton was here in the state championship game they played against Rockville.
That's right.
So that is interesting in that way, that it's not Rockville in a sense, but it's kind of Rockville.
Rockville is
there now consolidated with Park Heritage. So Park Heritage, relatively new in the grand scheme of things as far as postseason is concerned, but a really good postseason performance so far for Park Heritage across their history, 31-6 all time. In game number three, the Class 3A state championship, a little bit of a surprise. New Haven makes their way down to Indianapolis at 22-7 out of the NE8. A lot of people thought it was going to be Columbia City. New Haven just edges out Columbia City, 59-55. And then Indianapolis Cathedral kind of bulldozed their way down here, to be honest with you. They beat Silver Creek up until that Silver Creek game. They beat Silver Creek 73-68. Silver Creek expected maybe to be the team in Class 3A from the south. It is Cathedral. They are right in their own backyard. They should have a pretty good crowd here on hand for that 3A game to open up our second session. And then we close out our day with Crown Point and Mount Vernon. And that is a heavyweight tilt. I mean, there are two teams right there loaded with talent and a schedule loaded with competition. But not often do you get a situation where the state championship game is actually a rematch of a regular season matchup. Crown Point defeated Mount Vernon by 4 points at the Hall of Fame Classic back in December. So not always do we get that, a rematch game in a state championship, but in this instance we do, and certainly excited for that one with Crown Point and Mount Vernon, New Haven and Cathedral in 3A, and Westview and Park Heritage in 2A. Our score here is 20-all. We've got about 2 minutes left before the boys take the floor again and start our second half of action. We will take those 2 minutes and let you hear about some of our great sponsors. Really appreciate everybody for hopping on and allowing us to broadcast these games all season long. We had a lot of late additions with the postseason success of Triton. Certainly appreciative of all those businesses that are advertising with us for the first time on these games. And we hope you're enjoying the broadcast.
And I do want to make mention, too, I've had a lot of people last week talk to us about being able to hear the games. If they were there, how they do that. And you make that accessible for people.
I do. And I want to apologize because we had an issue on Monday morning with our server system that backs pretty much everything up, including our Saturday semi-state games. The instance there was we had a server refresh, took a little while to get everything back and back available for me then to download and upload. I edit everything out. I cut it down to just the game, so it does takes me a little bit of time. I was able to get that up on Thursday morning. So once again, I apologize for the delay on that, but We were dealing with some server issues, some power issues, and the game was not lost. The files themselves were not lost, but when the server is down, I'm unable to access them remotely or in our stations to download those games off of the server. So that was the issue there. But yes, the best way to do so is you go on to WRSW.com or 1073WRSW.com, I believe is the full address. You go down to sports, local sports. There should be a Triton Sports tab. When you select that, scroll down just a touch. It's got the full season schedule on there. Obviously, this is the final game of the year, but our full season schedule. And then at the very bottom, there's an audio player there that has all of the Triton sports games, all the girls' games from this year, really the last 3 years, and all the boys' games as well, including the state championship game. So I would expect to get that up Monday morning. I'll do my best. As long as we don't have a power outage or a server outage this weekend like we did last weekend, this game should be up and accessible on our server on Monday morning by noon, I'd say. So, yeah.
Yeah, computers are our friends until they aren't.
Until they're not. Technology's great until it doesn't work.
That is
the age-old saying. So, once again, we appreciate everybody's interest, and sorry about the delay on getting that semi-state championship uploaded. But once again, 2020. We'll take a 30-second break. We'll get you right back out here for the final two quarters as Triton trying to chase down their second state championship in program history when we return.
In the Triton area, people have always known they can count on the Deaton Clemens Funeral Home, and Terry would be happy to help them with pre-arrangements. It's a special gift you can give your family. Pre-need funeral planning and monument sales are services proudly offered by the Deaton Clemens Funeral Home in Bourbon. The Deaton Clemens family of Bourbon are proud to bring you Triton Sports on WRSW. The tradition started with George and Jean Deaton years ago continues today.
From start to finish, 107.3 WRSW is your home for Indiana high school basketball. Let's get back to the court for tonight's game.
2020 Triton and Barrie, that's the halftime score. The Trojans have the possession arrow, so they will start the second half with the basketball.
And they will be working to the north side of the gym. So they flip-flop sides. They'll be shooting into their fan section. And we certainly hope there's a lot of made shots in that mix for Triton.
I'm sure everything was fully discussed at halftime. Jason is very well alarmed by good things, bad things, and praising on good. So we'll see what happens. So it will be Swanson. We thought about it again. He gets a little bit of an opening. He can take those threes. He's very effective. Ball goes to the right side to Swanson. He'll bring it in. Finds a room at the 15-foot stripe and got it.
He is the best individual shot creator on the roster for Triton. We talked with him in our pregame show about that. His ability to be able to create his own shot from the perimeter, from mid-range, and around the basket. Right away, he gets right back into rhythm after a first half game-high 8 points. He's now up to 10, first in double figures.
So it's 22-20. Triton leads it. Basketball, top of the key, to go to Leininger. He'll fire it up short range and got it back. Those little shots have been fabulous.
Yes, they have for Barrie, and they've been really good around the basket as Triton works it right to left. Here's Swanson, who just had that first basket of the second half for Triton with the gold shoes. Thought about a three. Goes back to Patrick in the near wing. Now back to Riffle. He'll fire a three. Top of the key, off the mark, and Barrie the rebound.
And Gage hasn't scored yet. Got to get it in the scoring column. That makes all the difference in the world. So the basketball to Barrie. They'll have it over the right wing now. Top of the key, over the left wing, all the way down. They take it all the way down the slot. Put up two. That's Josh Miller. You have another one coming.
That call is a symptom of two offensive fouls against Barrie in the first half. That was the most picture, I guess, if you look up the dictionary example of an offensive foul, that's an offensive foul, but those first two in the first half, maybe a little more so borderline than that one. And I think that's why you see the personal foul on the block called against Triton. It hurts even more because the basket counts. And here is Josh Miller again, who's had a great night.
Riffle just kind of shakes his head and goes on, but he was set.
That's number two for Gage, so something to keep an eye on there.
25-22, a three-point lead right now on the strength of that by Barrie. So it'll be Triton's ball. He looks for a little bit of help on the right wing. It'll be picked up by Swanson. Swanson makes the cut again. Get anything away, so they'll come back out straight away. It'll be Patrick, lost the ball, goes to get it back. Basketball's going to be loose, and we're going to have a personal foul on the play. That's going to be on Barrie. I'm sure I can tell by the crowd behind us.
And who is that on? That's the real question. That's on Yoder. That's his third. So 90 with two on the floor for Barrie. Yoder on the floor with two now. Three.
That's a big stat right there. Basketball comes inside. Let's see what they can do. They bring it now back outside, we should say. Ball on the outside to Julian Swanson. Swanson brings it all the way down, flares it up, and it's good again.
Barrie not really deep either, Rita. They've played just one player off the floor, but
Strike needs a lot more of that from Julian Swanson.
Well, he just took it upon himself, and that's what he did the other day, a couple of weeks ago. He just took it upon himself, and that may be what he needs to do right now to get some kind of a satisfying lead, at least for Triton. Now it's 25-24, a one-point lead by Bar-Reed. Bar-Reed with the basketball works over to Graber. Graber kicks it all the way down, tried to use the leverage to the backboard, didn't get it done, but he did draw the personal foul.
Bar-Reed really likes what they're seeing so far by attacking the interior. They're going to keep going back to that. Swanson's first. Free throws could be a big factor for Bar-Reed in this third quarter. Got to the free throw line for the second time now.
Takes his time. The line is up and it's good. Got that one to go. That was Jalen Graber. Jalen's only a sophomore. This is a very young team.
It is. Not a single senior in the starting lineup. Only one senior has played all games this season for Bar-Reed.
So if you're a single-A team, you have to look forward to this next year. Up and good.
We always talked about, too, Rita, you never know when you're going to get back here.
Right.
You can project, you can predict and you can project and you can say, hey, we're going to have a great team in 3 years, but when you get here, you have to take advantage of it.
So Triton breaks the pressure and Overmeyer scores off a great feed from Patrick.
Over to the baseline again. Right back to it.
That was perfect. 27-26, a one-point Bar-Reed lead.
Triton might be able to speed Bar-Reed up a little bit when they're on offense, and that might give Triton an advantage because it feels like when they've let Bar-Reed get really set defensively, they have to go to some sort of miraculous shot attempt from Swanson or allow him to spend some time to create. But right away, they got it quickly in transition that time.
Ball in the backcourt now. They'll hold it up on the baseline, deep in the left wing. It'll be a traveling violation on Bar-Reed. That certainly is something they could not afford at that particular junction. Now Triton has an opportunity to take the lead.
Great reverse from Overmeyer there.
Yeah, I mean, it was,
really
wasn't it?
Really good. It was a good pass from Patrick, but Overmeyer just slowed down the clock, took it in slow motion up in the air and got away from the defender with the arm.
Ball was knocked away. It's going to be knocked away that time. The pass wasn't really good, and Swanson couldn't reel it in. So top of the key it comes. Over to the right side. A three is launched. It's no good. Rebound comes underneath. It's going to be picked up by Overmeyer.
I love that Triton able to get that rebound. Good box out by Overmeyer.
Well, he kind of threw up a bad pass, and he made up his mind he wasn't going to do that again. Jamison Swanson took the shot for three, a long-range three. It was no good, and the ball comes down low. They're looking for a little bit of help. They'll rotate the basketball over to the left wing. The shot's up. It's going to be no good. We can tell that going up by Josh Miller. And the rebound comes to Patrick. Patrick over to the left wing. Shot's going to be up, and it's no good. Rims in and out for Jamison Swanson.
These soft rims, always a point of discussion here at Gainbridge Fieldhouse.
Well, that looked good going up. And it was a good shot to take.
Quarter of the way down the can, too.
That's right. Yoder with the ball. Brings it over top of the key now. Works over to the right side. Back on top of the key over to the left wing. It'll be picked up and double-teamed by Triton. Shots up anyway, and you got it. Beautiful move that time. Up and in. Give me the number of it, Galen.
It was number 10.
That's Leiniker. I couldn't see by three of them in my way there. Ball comes back to the backcourt, and we'll set it up again for Triton. Now it is 29-26. That three-point lead. Basketball's going to be almost knocked out of bounds, but it was kept alive by Brady Wood. Wood with the ball. Works over to the right side. Comes off to Patrick. Back on top of the key. We'll work over to the left wing on the baseline. A baseline trial of pass. Up and good. Beautiful job again by Overmeyer. He's coming alive, Balin.
That's great job by Julian Swanson. Knowing the pressure would be on him, knowing the attention would be on him, taking the drive, got two defenders around him, and then kicked it off to the open man in Overmeyer. And yeah, Overmeyer's doing really well, but Swanson, the recognition there to hey, I'm going to attack and bring the defense with me.
So we're going to have a personal foul on that count. That's going to be on Brady Wood, and I want to see that slow motion if we can see it.
That'll be Wood's second.
Sure looked like a clean block, but
yeah, we should get our timeout on the floor as well there. Right? Am I crazy? Do we already get it?
Well,
no,
I don't think so.
They get one. It'll be after the free throw. They forgot. Different setup when there's free throws involved.
Shots up and no good. One more coming.
On a make here, we'll go to the under timeout, and a miss here we'll play on.
Takes his time on the way, and it's good this time. So we're looking right now at a 30-28. Two-point lead for Bar-Reed. We've got timeout. Time in for this on WRSW.
Peace of mind is priceless for any business owner. Monastery Bookkeeping brings order to your books so you can focus on what matters most. From transaction reconciliation and payroll invoicing to monthly statements, our virtual team handles the details. You'll never wonder if something's been missed. Partner with Monastery Bookkeeping and experience the calm that comes when your finances are truly in good hands. No guesswork, no surprises, so you can focus on growing your business. Monastery Bookkeeping proudly calls Bourbon home. Go Triton, bring home the championship.
Has your car been acting up or making strange noises? Look no further than Swanson Service Center, just outside Atwood on Highway 30. Swanson Service Center is your one-stop shop for all your automotive repair needs. From routine maintenance to major repairs, their team works fast to get your ride back on the road. Don't wait for a small problem to turn into a big one. Call today or stop by Swanson Service Center on Highway 30, just outside Atwood. Swanson Service Center, keeping you moving. And go Triton!
The Standard next to the fire station in Bourbon is an ice cream shop with great antiques. The Standard has 14 booths of quality antiques. Shop and sit down for some hand-dipped Hershey's ice cream by the cone or the cup. Banana splits, shakes, root beer floats. Chef's own combinations are really great. Enjoy homemade baked goods and lunch specials prepared fresh every day in the Standard's kitchen. Spring and summer hours are from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. starting April 1st. Visit the Standard next to the fire station in Bourbon, where quality is the Standard.
Let's get back to the action. Here's Rita Price and Baylen Height with more Indiana high school basketball on 107.3 WRSW.
Rita, the shooting percent a lot better here at the under four timeout of the third quarter, but the score 30-28, Bar Reeve leading Triton. Triton still shooting 50%. Certainly doesn't feel like they're shooting a lot better in this quarter than they have all game. 4-7, 57%. Doesn't feel like that, though, and I don't know if that's a concern or that should make me feel better. I'm not really sure.
Well, in the paint, 22-16 on the scoring. Now, that is huge. You know, they're outscoring Triton in the paint, 22-16. So that will make a big, big difference. If you get in that lane and make sure you get the leverage and get the good shot off, you can really make a lot of difference. Triton having some trouble on the three-point arc. I think that's one of the things we're going to have to clean up here. 2 of 10 from three.
Gotta be better than that. I still think the fast break, though, is an area where what they can attack. I really do think that's something they can kind of get Bar Reeve sleeping. They're a bit quicker than Bar Reeve on that first step.
Oh, nice pass. Brady Wood, and Overmeyer does it again.
So I don't know if that's considered necessarily fast break, but that's one quick look and a score, so I'll take it. That's more of the offense we need to see from Triton.
Basketball top of the key. We'll hold it up in the outside over to the left wing, looking for a little bit of help to get it back out straight away. Back out once again to the outside by Boyd. Boyd has the ball. Boyd goes in and comes out immediately. Triton cuts him off at that fray in the inside.
Triton hanging back in a 2-3 zone, or at least they have for most of this game, Rita. Bar Reeve not wanting to shoot the three. That's probably why right there.
Made him do it, but it was rebounded by Bar Reeve. A good job by Josh Miller, and I think we're going to have a personal foul on that exchange as well.
We are, but there's been so many open shots, it feels like, for Bar Reeve around the perimeter. Triton letting them have the space to shoot, and they're opting not to. They've only attempted four, now five threes in this game.
Triton in no real foul trouble, but Swanson has two, and Wood has two. Basketball in the backcourt. Shot's going to be up for three. That's way low. Oh, my, that was a brick. That didn't hit anything. And the basketball comes up over the 10-second line quickly. It'll be Swanson. Swanson with the ball. Tied up at 30. So Triton can make this better on this exchange offensively if they can get something to go. Patrick will bring it up top of the key. Fell down with the ball, kept the dribble. Take it away, though. Took his attention off a minute, and the shot's going to be up and in for an easy layup, and that went up and in by Graber.
I think, too, right there, Triton trying to cook something up a little differently than they normally do on offense. Really a lot of attention to Coach Groves, and I think that's also what hurt Landon there.
Jamison could not get that. Jamison Swanson puts the ball up in the snow, getting the rebound, comes over to the right side, will come over to 90. 90 with the basketball, holds it up in the backcourt. Now here we go. Boyd with it. Top of the key. Boyd with the ball over to the right side. Picking it up to go to the inside. No room there. So they'll bring it over the left wing. The shot's got to be up and good. Boom. Corbin Boyd got that three to go. And now it's 35-30. And that's a big lead in this one.
That's the biggest lead for Bar Reeve in this game.
So Triton will have the ball. They'll look for help. What happens? Timeout called. timeout by Trice. They want to talk it over. 35-30. Bar release it by 5, and we're back here after this on WRSW.
Warsaw Engineering and Fabricating is highly committed to investing in high-tech equipment that is necessary to satisfy your needs. Their 30-plus years of experience lets them offer 5-axis plasma cutting, 3-axis water jet cutting, rolling quarter-inch stick or 1-inch stick by 8. Of course, Warsaw Engineering and Fabricating offers welding, mobile services, braking, punching, and shearing. Call 574-269-1804 for a free quote or immediate service. For more information, visit the website warsaweng.com.
From start to finish, 107.3 WRSW is your home for Indiana high school basketball. Let's get back to the court for tonight's game.
35-30, 46 seconds left to go in the third quarter. This is the largest lead of the game for Barrie. Triton at one point had a 7-point lead. That was early in the first quarter. We were deadlocked at the half. This has been a high-scoring third quarter compared to how this game has gone so far, especially for Barrie.
And the difference, I think, overall, if you look at it, threes have not had a big part in it, but you made a good comment off air. If they start shooting threes that are like that, Triton's going to have a problem. Yeah, well, because the Trojans have not been good from the three today.
They've taken 6 and they made 2. That's still a pretty good shooting percentage overall. I mean, they don't take a lot, but when they make them, they hurt.
So Patrick is out almost at the 10-second line, dribbling the ball back and forth. Nobody in any rush. They're going to go for the last shot of the quarter.
And for Barrie, it's like, may as well let him go. You've got all the momentum right now. If they come up with an empty trip, you're just a couple minutes closer to winning this game.
Still taking it down. Under 10 seconds now, single digits. We'll work it over to the outside. It'll be Swanson. Swanson with the ball. 15-footer up, way short. Way short. Almost picked up by Overmeyer before it went out of bounds, but it wasn't. So with 1 second on the clock, we have a 35-30 contest going right now. Barrie leads it, and they have the ball. Pass. Can they get it off? They get off the shot. Way off. So that does it for the third quarter. It was a Barrie quarter for sure. 35-30, Barrie leads it after 3. We'll be right back after this on WRSW.
There's no need to fear. The First Source Bank mobile app is here. As fast as a mobile deposit. Built to pay bills instantaneously. Powered to balance budgets. And with a simple tap, a call is placed for that personal touch. All this power is disguised as a mild-mannered app on your phone, ready to fight for your financial freedom.
Source.com. Member FDIC.
Farmers Drainage in Bourbon is a drainage tile contractor. They install subsoil drainage for local ag producers and commercial contractors. A GPS survey and design your farmland for the best drainage system based on your soil type, elevations, and your budget. Craig and his team install ag drainage pipe and dual wall mains with a wheel trencher and propelled tile plow. Serving Marshall, Kosciuszko, Fulton, Stark, and LaPorte counties. Visit Farmers Drainage behind the American Legion in Bourbon or call 574-342-0870.
Do you need to declutter your home? Does your garage or basement look like the Death Star trash compactor from Star Wars? Maybe you could actually keep your cars parked in your garage this winter. Been There Dump That Michiana is here to help you with our residential-friendly rental dumpsters that are guaranteed to be the cleanest bins and safe for all driveways. With Been There Dump That Michiana, you'll never have to worry about loose nails or trash. When the bin is full, you'll sweep away the loose mess and take the bin away, trash compactor monster and all. To clear the clutter stress-free, visit michiana.beentheredumpthatusa.com today.
Meat prices are higher than ever before, so you want to get the best beef available at a good price. Irix Farm Market in Bourbon will do just that. All beef is raised on Irix Local Farm by the cuts you want within your price range. Pork and chicken is also available, and Irix have honey, maple syrup, and at least 16 varieties of cheese. If you want halves or quarters of beef, talk to Doug. Irix Farm Market on South Main Street in Bourbon. Mornings from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. and Saturday mornings from 8 a.m. till noon.
Time for more Hoosier Hysteria with the voice of Indiana high school basketball, Rita Price, on 107.3 WRSW.
Final quarter here of our 1A state championship game. Triton on the losing end right now, but well within reach. 35-30 against Barrie. At quarter, Barrieve won 15-10. It's the most combined points, 25, that we have had in a single quarter so far in this game. It was 20 all at the end of the first half. Barrieve hasn't taken a ton of threes, Rita, but the two they've made have been very big ones in the sense of this game.
Well, a three in this game is big no matter what. Right now it's a five-point lead for Barrieve, and that's the widest it's been. We're going to bring it up over the 10-second line instead of the play action as Barrieve has the ball. Corbin Boyd has it. We bring it over the left wing now, top of the key. Looking for a little bit of help over to the left corner. It's going to be picked up by Boyd. They'll go deep. They'll try to find something open in the inside. It's knocked out of bounds. It's knocked off of Triton.
Triton just needs to stay sound defensively here. Don't let anything easy slip through. If they do make a basket, make them earn it.
And the ball backcourt, picked up in the backcourt now by 90. 90 with the basketball, holds it up on the left wing. Looking for a little bit of help and action. They look to the inside, there's nothing open there. So now they'll have to work it over to the left wing. Picking up in the left corner, back out straight away. They go to the outside to Miller. Miller back straight away to Boyd. Boyd to the bow, holds it up. Turnaround jumper, good move. And a good basket. And now it's a 7-point lead for Barrieve.
Impressive shot there.
So Triton's going to have to find some offense here. Patrick at the ball, top of the key. It goes to Riffle. Riffle of the basketball, holds it up. He's not scored at all. Overmeyer's going to be decked. Oh!
It's a jump ball straight
up. Jump ball. He got hit in the head from behind.
Initially, though, it did seem like it would just be a jump ball. And it is. Unfortunate for Triton. They hang on to it. But
really
right
belted.
He's a football player.
Yeah, he can handle it. Lesser people might not, but he can.
Yep.
The ball comes to the outside. Now to Triton. They win the tip, really. The held ball goes to Triton on the error. It goes over to the left wing now. We'll hold it up deep in the left corner on the baseline. We look inside. Nice move this time. Reverse is no good, though. Riffle couldn't hit it.
Got bumped just a little off center. Not enough to call a foul by any means, but just that slight adjustment sent that layup off.
So we're going to have the ball in the backcourt. We'll pick it up deep in the left wing. Barrieve with the ball and the lead. They'll go over to the right side. Picked up by Boyd. Boyd with the basketball. Comes back out once again to the outside and will be picked up by Graber. Back straight away. Goes to Loniger. Loniger with the ball. Brings it inside. Almost falls down with it, but hangs on.
Feels like he may have walked there, Rita.
A little bit.
Got away with one.
Ball top of the key. We'll hold it up now to Boyd. Boyd with the basketball. Brings it up over the right side. Brings it up over the left side. Can't get anything done. So we'll bring it back again. They've got nothing but time on their side right now. 6 minutes left to go in the game. A lot of time is left. A 7-point lead, 37-30 over Triton.
That's the frustrating thing for Triton. Barrieve's taking so much time off the clock, and then they get a basket. So not only do they get a two or a three, they take off a minute or two.
Ball in the backcourt. There goes the shot. It's going to be on the way, and Boyd hits it. Now, as you said, they're starting to hit threes, and this is dangerous. 40-30. A 10-point lead now. Got a personal foul called or timeout?
Timeout,
Triton. We need to talk it over for sure. 5:32 left to go in the quarter and the game. 40-30 the count. Barrieve, we're back after this on WRSW.
Stats show that 99% of all farms are family-owned. Make sure you protect your heritage by talking to your Pekin Insurance Agency, Jennings Insurance, in Rochester and Argus. They will help you create an estate plan for your farm that will treat all heirs equally, even those who don't farm, and have sufficient funds for income, gifts, and estate taxes. You can do all this and more with the right insurance plan from Jennings Insurance, representing Pekin Insurance. Call Jennings Insurance in Rochester or Argus today about carrying on the family legacy for years to come.
Hensley Fabricating and Equipment in Tippecanoe opened its doors in 1962. They're celebrating 60 years of faith and family. Paul and Joyce Hensley started the company doing millwright work. After years of innovation and many expansions, his son Greg started producing bulk feed bodies and equipment. In 1991, they sent out their first aluminum feed trailer. Years after Hensley's began building transport equipment, their customer base has grown around the world. Hensley Fabricating and Equipment in Tippecanoe didn't invent the feed trailer. They just made it better.
Let's get back to the action. Here's Rita Price and Baylen Height with more Indiana high school basketball on 107.3 WRSW.
Triton in a timely one, Baylen.
They got to find something offensively. Scoreless so far in the fourth quarter. Huge three there from Corbin Boyd. I mean, what about the story that he's been? off the bench, hasn't played a ton this game. Carson Yoder had three personal fouls, so he comes in to replace him with that foul trouble. He's made two threes. He's got 8 points, and all eight of those points have been big ones for Bar Reeve. They've been distancers, you know, points, shots made that really have kind of turned the momentum of this game.
Yeah. I think basically what's happening, too, Triton is not able to stop them, and they're pretty much been stymied on the three especially, which is a little bit out of character for them today. And that's exactly what Bar Reeve wanted, get them out of character.
And they're doing that, at least Bar Reeve is, when you look at what Bar Reeve is doing. They are doing it after a minute or two has come off the clock, right? So it's hurting even more for Triton. Not only is it a made basket, it's less time than Triton to get back into the game.
So it will be Triton basketball after the timeout. Patrick with the ball. Holds it up in the backcourt, now top of the key. Looks for a little bit of help in action. Looks for more help. Looks for Overmeyer. Overmeyer with the ball. Gets it off to Jamison Swanson. He'll fire one up from 16. It's an air ball.
Yeah, it's just the adjustments here for Triton. Second-guessing themselves. I'm not sure. You can see Jamison. He's just not really in the flow of what he was doing in the first half. And it feels like if you just let that first one rip, it's almost a higher percentage shot.
There you got it. He passed up the first one, got in a little further, and took the second one. I really think you're right. That might have been the opportunity for Jamison to get that, to check that out, for Swanson to get that out. Julian.
Triton gets the takeaway, and I'd be aggressive. You got fouls to give. You know if you're down, you're going to probably have to foul Bar Reeve, and they're not a great free throw shooting team.
Ball goes out of bounds, knocked out of bounds, and it will be off of Bar Reeve.
They are not a great free throw shooting team, so for Triton, do not, you know, sit back and wait. You can get aggressive. You can pick up some fouls here.
Boyd will come out. That might be a little bit of a help, but Carson Yoder comes in.
Yeah, Boyd got a huge round of applause.
Shot on the way. No, it won't go. Couldn't get the three to go for Riffle. Has he scored today?
I do not believe so.
Okay. Basketball backcourt. Going to call offensive foul. That's a good call there.
Yeah. It's a good call. Good call for Triton. Is it a good call overall? Not sure. I think The last one they got called against Triton, it ended up being an and-one opportunity for Bar Reeve. That was the one that I would have rather had back than that one there.
Ball in the backcourt. They hold it up in the outside, turning it around over my. Overmeyer, top of the key to Swanson. Swanson's shot is no good. Rebound fought for. Bar Reeve wins the battle. So Swanson is trying to get a few shots off, and he is getting some off. They have been successful.
Right, just trying to get anything.
That's right.
In the fourth quarter, still scoreless nearing the midway mark.
Turning it over to the left wing on the baseline. Oh, that's going to be a personal foul on Overmeyer.
Should just be two free throws. Basket won't count. Almost couldn't hear the whistle. It's so loud.
Right. So going to the line will be Braxton Knighty. Knighty has an opportunity to see what he can do to extend the
only
lead.
47%, Rita. I'm telling you, Bar Reeve does not shoot great at the free throw line. I'm Triton. I'm attacking these guys. I'm going after them every time they go to the basket.
Well, he got that one.
He's going to make some. I'm not saying he's not going to, but you got to play the percentages at some point, especially when you're down now 11 points. Just get that first basket to go through. Try to play to that under four timeout. Get some momentum in your back pocket and go from there.
Miss the second one. Ball's going to be picked up by Riffle.
Got numbers.
Riffle the basketball. Yeah. Now it's an 11-point lead, Baylen. They've got some backtracking to do here. Working it over the right side, it'll be Landon Patrick. He doesn't get any opportunity to go with the shot, so they'll bring it back out again. Julian Swanson turns it around, lays it up, and got it. Well, you knew sooner or later it would go, and it did, and that was 41-32.
Now you got that make, and you can trap here.
You got single digits.
Yep. Under 4 minutes left to go. You got to go here if you're Triton. You got to attack.
Time left, but boy, it'll go quickly.
Yes,
timeout's going to be called for Bar Reeve. They smelled that one coming. So timeout, Bar Reeve. We're going to come back to the studio for more as we bring you a 41-32 count. Bar Reeve leads it, and here we go on WRSW.
At Crossroads Bank, choosing means keeping more money in our community. Neighbors serving neighbors, and the good folks at Crossroads Bank love being your bank. Whether you're opening your first checking account or starting your first mortgage, they're with you every step of the way. Visit Crossroads Bank today in Columbia City, North Manchester, Peru, South Whitley, Syracuse, Wabash, or Warsaw. Crossroads Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Where your bank and your life meet, Crossroads Bank.
Boating season is getting closer every day. Are you ready for big family fun?
Splendor Boats is here to serve you with Warsaw's only marine store with a complete service department on Winona Avenue, right across the street from the Winona Lake Public Boat Launch. See them to get your spring maintenance scheduled or shop for a new custom-built catamaran or Quest pontoons. For all of your boating needs for the coming boating season, see Splendor Boats and online at SplendorBoatsWarsaw.com. Splendor Boats, real people, real products, real quality.
Hi, this is Neil Stanglin of Flotec Plumbing Heating. The summer season will be here before you know it. Right now, get air conditioners installed as low as $79 a month. Keep things running strong with $89 tune-ups. And breathe cleaner air with $100 off iWave air purifiers. Not sure what you need? Free second opinions. No pressure, just honest answers. And no matter the season, when you repair with Flotec, your service call is free. So go with the flow. Call Flotec Plumbing Heating today or visit FlotecPNH.com.
As one of the leading estate sales companies in the area, Metzger Property Services has decades of communal experience between their qualified real estate agents. Metzger lists and sells all types of real estate at auction or private sale. Whether it's agricultural, residential, commercial, or developmental, there is an agent with the experience you need working for you. For sales or acquisitions, private or auction, give them a call and find out the many benefits of buying or selling real estate at auction. Metzger Property Services, expanding your horizon, generation after generation.
Time for more Hoosier Hysteria with the voice of Indiana high school basketball, Rita Price, on 107.3 WRSW.
Well, here we go, Rita. If you're Triton, this is where you have to make it happen. 3:43 left to go in the game, down 41-32 in Bar Reeve, the basketball.
Got to get a stop first, and they're not going to be in any rush. We'll bring it over the line. It will be Leininger.
They don't
Leininger
make a ton of ball. Mistakes either.
No,
they
you
take
can't.
Take care of the basketball.
Ball comes over the right side. It'll be picked up on the right wing, picked up by 90. 90 with the basketball, takes it all the way in, fired it up and got it. Off the square and down the hole.
Surprise.
So that turns it back once again to a bigger lead.
Surprised they went for that shot that early in the clock.
Well, he felt confident, I guess.
Keep the pressure on. I like it.
Basketball over the left wing now on the baseline. We'll take the play over to the right side. It's going to go out of bounds. It'll go off of Bar Reed. 3:10 left to go. 43-32, Bar Reed.
Got to find something here if you're trying.
Looking for the inbound play first. The ball goes poked away. It'll be back to Triton again.
And
good
just
job.
Tells you the difficulty what they're up against.
Yep.
Really good
getting
pressure from Bar Reeve, and they've struggled to get the ball in. Two timeouts left for Triton. You'd hate to have to burn one here to save the possession.
So they get it off the outside. It'll be picked up right away. Shots up, hits the backboard. Swanson hit the backboard with that one, not close. Basketball over to the right side, deep in the right corner. It goes over to the left wing now. High on the outside, they were loaded up to Carson Yoder. Back straight away, top of the key. It'll be picked up by Yoder. Yoder with the basketball and holds it up.
Defensively, Rita, Triton's got to start fouling. I mean, you do. I know there's 2:46 left. You got to get a couple fouls because you only have one foul in the quarter and get aggressive like they just did there.
Wood stole the ball, threw it up, no good, but a personal foul is going to be called, so he'll go to the line. Wait a minute, they're going to talk about it.
He may get an offensive foul on Brady Wood here.
You got to know what you got to call.
They're going to let it stand. Oh, intentional.
An intentional foul. Wow.
That's a big foul.
Wow. They must have saw something I did not see.
Well, let's see. They're going to bring
let's
it back.
Let's check the replay here. Oh, yeah. Maybe just, yeah. Yeah, he, that's the right call. Wood missed the first free throw. You got to have these. You get two. Yeah, defender just kind of shoved Brady Wood off before he really even got set to create a shot.
So we'll see what happens now as Brady with another one.
That's a foul.
Shot up. Got it. So we hit one for two there, and Triton will have the ball.
Man, you really would have loved to get both of those.
That would have helped. It's a 10-point lead by Bar Reeve now. 2:38 left to go in the action.
Got to have a make here. Have to if you're going to get back in this game. Even two is fine. Just something.
Let pass will come off of Patrick. Patrick to the ball. Looks over to the right side. It'll be picked up by Julian Swanson. Swanson takes the rack. All the way in. Uncontested and still missed it. We're going to have a rebound foul called. He got exactly what he wanted, but he didn't hit the hit the goal, as they say.
A couple missed layups here really hurt Triton.
So that will turn it back again to Bar Reeve at the free throw line. No, Bar Reeve will have the ball.
Now you got a trap here for the Trojans. Got to force a turnover.
And have to bring it the full length of the court. They'll bring it back to the outside. It'll be picked up now by Yoder. Yoder with the basketball, but dribble behind his back. He'll bring it up over the 10-second line against Riffle, and Riffle's going to be called for a personal, and that's a good call.
That's all right for Triton. That's their third personal foul of the quarter. Really not too worried about foul trouble here. Down 10 with 2:24 left to go. The concern is getting Bar Reeve to the free throw line and trying to shrink this game.
Ball in the backcourt. We'll bring it up over the line to Carson Yoder. Yoder with the basketball, hooks it up in the perimeter. Back straight away to the outside. Brody Wood fires for the ball. Tries to get a personal foul called. Couldn't get it.
He's pretty much hugging him.
Yeah. Basketball on the outside again. We'll pick up Boyd. Boyd with the ball, holds it up in the right wing. Less than 2 seconds, 2 minutes to go with her in this game now. And they're playing keep away, and so far they've been able to do it.
Rightfully so.
They're not going to call a personal foul here unless it's really, really obvious.
Got to start fouling. Triton, he had to start it earlier.
Leininger with the ball. Patrick has it. Now they have, no, they didn't call that either. Riffle came right in close to the outside. It was picked up by Yoder and finally began a personal foul call.
So, Rita, I am in the belief if you're going to commit to having to foul, just do it.
Yeah.
Right? I understand the sequence. You've got 2 minutes left. If you get the takeaway and a score, you don't put them at the free throw line, things like that, I get it. But if the end result of the possession is going to be 40 seconds off the clock and then you're going to foul anyway, just eat those 40 seconds, I guess.
Absolutely.
Save them.
So we'll bring it up over the line quickly and hold it up in the backcourt. Backcourt high on the outside. It comes to Corbin Boyd. Boyd to the ball. And he's going to be fouled by Brady Wood. He might be the wrong one to put to the line.
He might be. If you had an MVP in this game, that's my MVP. I mean, he's come off the bench. He's got 8 points. Nothing outside of that but the 3-for-5 shooting, and he's got 2 of the 3 made threes for Bar Reeve, and that big one to make it a 10-point game really felt like the final blow.
Got that one to go.
For a guy coming off the bench, that's all you can ask for. I mean, that really is. And the senior, too, Rita. The one senior that's played in every game for Bar Reeve, not in the starting lineup.
And there's something to be said about that. Second one's good, too. 45-33 the count. A 12-point lead right now for Bar Reeve. Timeout's going to be called, and we'll take one, too. We'll be right back on WRSW.
Hi, I'm Alan Oldifer.
And I'm Mike Bergen. We love Kosciuszko County and have had the pleasure of serving our community and clients for over 20 years as Oldifer Bergen and Company.
Now we are excited to become part of the Beacon Point Advisor family. This move allows us to have more time to take care of our clients to help in all of your present and future financial needs. All of our local people are staying and are here to see you on West Market Street in downtown Warsaw. Remember, Aldifer Bergen and Company has partnered with Beacon Point Advisors.
Lemler Oil Incorporated of Bourbon, third generation family owned and operated since 1946, is your hometown neighbor offering you high quality premium diesel fuel with the most reliable service. Lemler Oil also offers Marathon, Chevron, and Shell brand lubricants, as well as all grades of gasoline. Remember to call Lemler Oil and Bourbon, your trusted neighbor for all of your fuel and lubricant needs. Call 574-342-6165. That's 574-342-6165.
Whether it's the big game or your big project, you need speed and reliability. Marshall County Fiber has you covered. With MCF, you get blazing fast fiber internet to power every play. From live streaming the big game to keeping your smart home in sync, we're all about connecting you to what matters. Make the switch to Marshall County Fiber and experience the speed you've been missing. Visit marshallfiber.com or call us today.
When you buy from Greg and Jeff Huffman at Huffman Outdoor Power Equipment in Etna Green, you can be sure of service after the sale. And services like pickup and delivery. You don't get that from a big box store. Huffman Outdoor Power Equipment offers the brands you want. Toro, Dixon, Echo, and many more. Parts for everything they sell are available too. Greg and Jeff are happy to take your trade in, and they always have a good selection of used equipment priced right. So for the equipment you want plus parts and service after the sale, it's Huffman Outdoor Power Equipment. Old Road 30 in Etna Green. Family owned since 1970.
Let's get back to the action. Here's Rita Price and Baylen Height with more Indiana high school basketball on 107.3 WRSW.
45-35, right as we were about to come back. Triton inbounds, tosses a three from Jamison Swanson, and then takes another timeout. So, with that being said, it is 45-35, and you have a 10-point lead if you're trying to try and get back into the 10-point deficit, my apologies. If you're trying to try and get back into this game, you're going to have to trap, you're going to have to force some turnovers, and you're going to have to, quite frankly, have some luck. Basketball to bounce your way, a shot to bounce your way, but it is not impossible. Still time.
Ball comes into the right side. They're not yet over the 10-second line. Good pressure. Have the ball on the pass. It's going to be Boyd bringing it over the line. He's going to be fouled by Julian Swanson.
He is the guy that you want at the free throw line if you're Bar Reeve. Like I said, you have to give it up to the senior. Not the starting lineup. 72% free throw shooter, second best mark on the team. And what a game he has had off the bench for Bar Reeve.
But you really had to get a personal foul right away, and you knew they were going to try to get it in his hands that they could get it.
Yep.
Shots up and good. 46-35 with 1:13 left. Bar Reeve at the free throw line and right now in control. Second one up. It's no good. And the rebound's going to be cleared out. It'll be Riffle with the rebound. We'll bring it up over the line, set it up. Swanson. Swanson for three. No. Rebound over the right side deep. It'll go out of bounds. They will give it back to Bar Reeve.
That may do it if you're trying, unfortunately. Really, really needed that one to fall through. And he saved it the
best for last. But no better than their shooting threes. I guess, you know, have to have a calculated risk and go with the flow if you can do it. Oh, beautiful, beautiful play there. Loniker missed, got the inlet, and then Triton missed the defensive effort, and he ended up going uncontested to the backboard. Ball down low, Patrick put in two more. So it's now 48-37, 44 seconds left. Ball in the backcourt, high on the outside. We'll pick up Boyd. Boyd goes over to the right wing now. He'll be picked up by Graber. He's going to be fouled by Patrick.
Senior move by Boyd to pull that out.
So going to the line this time will be Graber. Graber takes two at the line here. The first one is on the way, and it's good.
That's the other thing. Bar Reeve, not a great free throw shooting team. I kind of challenged them, maybe even 66% of the year. I mean, what are they shooting at the free throw line? 71%.
Yeah.
Hit some big ones to keep this game at distance.
Yeah. Out of people that nobody thought would do it.
Yeah. Triton's going to call off the troops and get the seniors out of the game. Good job by them on what's been an amazing four-year run and a fantastic season in their final year.
Runner-up state championship. That's not bad. You know, if you get here, it's big. I know they're disappointed because they felt like they could win, and we did too. But it did not happen today for the Triton Trojans, but it's still a runner-up banner. Going to the free throw line now will be Graber. Graber's first one is up and good. So, got two really there. 50-37, a 13-point lead for Bar Reeve with 37 seconds left and a timeout called. We'll be right back.
And I think just a substitution. So
is that all it is? Okay.
We'll hang on to
it. We'll
keep
it here then. Timeout just for substitution. So Bar Reeve does the same thing. They bring their kids out right away. And the reserves will take it to the limit. Basketball top of the key. Well, you're holding it up on the left wing, deep in the left corner on the baseline. Looking for help, McFarland. Back straight away to the outside. Shot's going to be up and no good. An air ball goes out of bounds. And taking a look at that situation, that's one of the reserves who came into the lineup. And that is probably one of the things he learned that everybody else learned. It's hard to shoot in Gainbridge.
Scary thing, too, for Bar Reeve, Rita, or about Bar Reeve, is what we talked about in the open. It's a lot of juniors and sophomores in this group.
Yes.
They could reload and be right back here next year.
Well, they're planning it.
Yeah.
We'll see. They're planning it now. Bring the ball in the backcourt. It's going to be held up. They may dribble it out. They may just dribble it out. It looks like that's what they're going to do. Bar Reeve is going to win the 1A state championship. And the final score will read 50 for Bar Reeve, 37 for Triton. We'll come back with the post-game activities after this on WRSW.
For the best pizza around and the best price plus delivery, it's Bourbon Street Pizza. There's a Bourbon Street Pizza near you. Bourbon, Plymouth, Culver, Argus, Mentone, Napanee, and more. Delivery is available at all locations. You can choose from a wide variety of toppings. And Bourbon Street Pizza has pasta and wings. Add some breadsticks and center sticks, and you're all set. Bourbon Street Pizza. You can stop in for lunch or call for delivery. Check the website for hours and menu. From the oven to your door, Bourbon Street Pizza.
In the Triton area, people have always known they can count on the Deaton Clemens Funeral Home, and Terry would be happy to help them with pre-arrangements. It's a special gift you can give your family. Pre-need funeral planning and monument sales are services proudly offered by the Deaton Clemens Funeral Home in Bourbon. The Deaton Clemens family of Bourbon are proud to bring you Triton Sports on WRSW. The tradition started with George and Jean Deaton years ago continues today.
Peace of mind is priceless for any business owner. Monastery Bookkeeping brings order to your books so you can focus on what matters most. From transaction reconciliation and payroll invoicing to monthly statements, our virtual team handles the details. You'll never wonder if something's been missed. Partner with Monastery Bookkeeping and experience the calm that comes when your finances are truly in good hands. No guesswork, no surprises, so you can focus on growing your business. Monastery Bookkeeping proudly calls Bourbon home. Go Triton, bring home the championship.
Has your car been acting up or making strange noises? Look no further than Swanson Service Center, just outside Atwood on Highway 30. Swanson Service Center is your one-stop shop for all your automotive repair needs. From routine maintenance to major repairs, their team works fast to get your ride back on the road. Don't wait for a small problem to turn into a big one. Call today or stop by Swanson Service Center on Highway 30, just outside Atwood. Swanson Service Center, keeping you moving. And go Triton!
From start to finish, 107.3 WRSW is your home for Indiana high school basketball. Let's get back to the court for tonight's game.
And we welcome you back to our Beacon Point Advisors post-game show. Triton falls to Bar Reeve today by a score of 50-37. A 13-point loss for Triton. Ultimately, Rita, looking at that second half, Triton outscored 30-17. That's the difference right there.
Yes. Yes. And you take a look at the three-point play. That just was not in existence for Triton. Today in the game, they were 2 of 15 from the arc. That's not Triton. We've many times seen games where they were at least 50%.
Yeah, that may be one of their lowest shooting marks from three all season.
Probably
all.
Is.
2
Probably
for 15, 13%. And for Bar Reeve, you know, they don't shoot a ton of threes, only shot 8 of them, but made 3 of them for 37%. So we'll go ahead and go through the total scoring. First, we start with Bar Reeve. Jalen Graber had 11 points. Corbin Boyd, the senior, in what is his final performance off the bench, played 16 minutes as he had 11 points, 2 made threes. They were big ones for Bar Reeve. 13 points for Josh Miller, 6 for Leininger, Kirsten Leininger, 4 for Carson Yoder, 5 for Braxton Nady, and that's the scoring for Bar Reeve. For Triton, Julian Swanson had 16 points, Jaden Overmeyer had 10 points, 6 for Landon Patrick, 3 for Brady Wood, and 2 for Jamison Swanson. That's the scoring for Triton. Shooting percentages for Triton, 41% from the floor, 13% from 3, and 50% from the free throw line, 3 of 6. Bar Reeve shot 11 of 15 at the free throw line for 73%, 37% from 3, 18 of 31 for 58.3% from the floor. They just ultimately kind of weathered that early storm for Triton as Triton led 7-0 in the early going, the first 4 minutes of the first quarter. Bar Reeve, though, would go on a long run in the fourth quarter, an 11-0 scoring run, the 4:18 mark of the fourth quarter to give them the victory over Triton. Everything else pretty even. Rebounding, now looking back at that, a lot of missed shots for Triton, so that's going to tell you why there's maybe some more opportunities for rebounds for Bar Reeve, but 23-16, the rebounding battle, I don't think that's as much of a factor as it looks statistically. But turnover battle, both teams, Bar Reeve with 9, Triton with 8. The assist numbers, 8-7. The takeaway numbers, pretty similar. Points in the paint, a little different. In favor of Bar Reeve. Also 11-2 off the bench for Bar Reeve. That's a big difference, and that's Corbin Boyd, as we have our winner of a Mental Attitude Award winner.
Go out
like they came in. They're winners.
I think that's pretty fitting there,
yeah,
Rita.
Yeah, well, it's a decision that's made not just on basketball. And if you took his statistics before today, you'd have thought, well, you know, you can kind of understand that. You got something really great. But throwing these statistics on top of it, he's had a banner day.
Well, the senior who doesn't start, averages 2 points off the bench, comes in and puts up one of his best performances in the state championship, and then gets a mental attitude award. I would say that's it's a pretty darn good day for Corbin Boyd.
I would say so, too.
At Bar Reeve. I mean, how about that performance for the senior from Bar Reeve? 50-37, once again, the final score. We'll take one more 60-second break. We'll come back, and we'll recap our day here from Gainbridge Fieldhouse.
The Standard next to the fire station in Bourbon is an ice cream shop with great antiques. The Standard has 14 booths of quality antiques. Shop and sit down for some hand-dipped Hershey's ice cream by the cone or the cup. Banana splits, shakes, root beer floats. Chef's own combinations are really great. Enjoy homemade baked goods and lunch specials prepared fresh every day in the Standard's kitchen. Spring and summer hours are from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. starting April 1st. Visit the Standard next to the fire station in Bourbon, where quality is the Standard.
Warsaw Engineering and Fabricating is dedicated to maintaining the best group of skilled trades employees in the area. Refab has multiple in-house weld training programs that can be designed to fit your needs. They offer a large variety of training and proper industrial equipment maintenance techniques. Refab has a large workforce to handle big jobs and many customer emergencies. Give Warsaw Engineering and Fabricating a call, 574-269-1804, for a free quote, or if you need immediate service, go to the website warsaweng.com.
Time for more Hoosier Hysteria with the voice of Indiana high school basketball, Rita Price, on 107.3 WRSW.
We are back for a final time in our 1A session. Rita, some closing thoughts on this one as Triton season comes to an end. Bar Reeve, your 1A state champion in boys basketball, 50-37.
Well, I guess the thing that I have to think most of all, and we do this, this was a group of extraordinary senior kids. A group of kids that made the imagination believe that they could do good things, and it was just not imaginary. They made it happen. Every one of the tournament games, except one, were very close, and they were able to pull that off in the end and do it with remarkable ease. Today, it just didn't work out that way. Having some problems from the three-point arc was a huge problem. Making sure that you could guard them from scoring, that was a huge problem. And you cannot say that Triton didn't do a good job on that. You can just say that Bar Reeve did better.
Absolutely.
Because, you know, we can't fault the kids for not playing a good game. They did. But today was Bar Reeve's day. And sometimes that happens. But these kids from Triton earned the right to be admired by many, many people. Not just Triton people, but the area people as well. I know many of the schools send congratulatory things. Warsaw Community High School sent a basket to them. A lot of people really got on the realm of following the Trojans. And the support in the community was just phenomenal. Fireworks after they won the regional. Special send-offs every time they came. It was just that way. Triton was treated royally, and they should have been. They earned every bit of it.
Fantastic year for Triton. I want to thank Coach Groves for everything and the time he's given us all season long. I want to thank Athletic Director Rodney Eunice for all the logistical things that he has helped us with this season. Coach Patrick as well for everything that he has done in our time covering him and Land in these last 4 years. And just, everybody in the Triton community, our sponsors who have allowed us to broadcast Triton basketball this season, very thankful for all of those people and many more that I'm failing to mention, of course, that have made it possible for us to bring Triton basketball here on 107.3 WRSW. With that, Rita, anything else?
Nothing else to say on this one. You want to stay tuned. We're going to take a little bit of a break, and then we'll come back, and you'll have Westview. And Westview people are here and ready.
Yes, they are. Yeah.
Can they stomp their feet in here and make it noisy?
I'm sure they will. I'm sure they will. It'll be noisy. It'll be
noisy and fun.
It'll be loud. We'll have Westview and Park Heritage coming up in just about 20 minutes or so. What we're going to do next is we're going to take a timeout. We'll go back to the station. We'll have some music for about, like I said, 15 minutes, 15 to 20. And we will come back, and we'll begin our Westview and Park Heritage pregame show. You'll hear from Coach Chandler Pribble and a handful of his Westview boys basketball players leading up to what Westview is hoping to be their first state title since 2000. We're back in a little bit on 107.3 WRSW, but a final for the final time this season for the Triton Trojans. They fall as state runner-ups to Barre 50-37.